الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نحمد الله تبارك وتعالى أن وفقنا ويسر لنا هذه الزيارة في الله التي أسر الله عز وجل أن يجعلها خالصة لوجهه الكريم.
نعم. The Sheikh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he went on to say to proceed. And he went on to say that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to visit you all here, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this easy for us and grant us success in this visit that we hope is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
جئتكم وانا اخوكم محدثكم من الكويت سالم بن سعد الطويل.
I have come to you and I'm your brother from Kuwait, Salim bin Sa'd al-Tawil.
الى الولايات المتحده في مدينة شيكاغو.
To the United States in the city Chicago.
في هذا المسجد الذي صلى الله عز وجل أن يجعلها زيارة مباركة.
In this masjid that we ask Allah عز وجل to make this a blessed visit.
ونحن في يوم الثلاثاء 13 من جمادى الثاني لعام 29/400 الموافق اليوم 17 من الشهر السادس لعام 2000.
And today's date, it is Tuesday, the 13th of Jumadi al-Thani, in the year 1429, coinciding with June 17th, 2008.
وقد اقترح الأخوة الكرام المنظمين لهذه الزيارة أن تكون هذه اللقاءات حول رسالة كتبتها بعنوان أسئلة وأجوبة للصغار ولا يستغني عنها الكبار.
And in this visits, he has chosen to go over a book with you that he has authored. And the title of this book is Questions and Answers for the Youth, and as well, the elders, they are not free of being in need of it too.
هذه الأسئلة مهمة جدا في حياة المسلم.
These questions and answers, they are very important concerning the life of the Muslim.
على صغر حجمها ضمنتها مسائل مهمة.
Even with its small size, it comprises very large and important issues.
تتعلق في العقيدة والعبادة والسيرة والآداب ونحوها.
And it covers affairs of aqidah and ibadah and history and etiquettes and the likes.
والذي دعاني إلى كتابة هذه الرسالة.
And that which caused me to write this treatise.
أن كثيرا من الناس إذا أراد أن يحاور أبنائه أو طلابه أو إخوانه الصغار.
That many of the people, when they want to educate and direct their brothers and their children and the likes,
فقد يحتار ماذا يقول لهم.
They will have something to choose in order to be able to educate them.
وقد يكون الكبير هو ذاته فاقد لبعض المعلومات التي ممكن أن ينفع بها الصغير.
And even one who is older, he may find that he may be in need of something. He may be lacking something that he needs to educate those that are younger than him.
وفي الحقيقة هذه الرسالة للكبار قبل الصغار.
In reality, that this treatise is for those that are older before those that are younger.
لأن فاقد الشيء لا يعطي.
Because one that doesn't have can't give.
فلا بد للكبير أن يتعلم حتى يعلم.
So, the one who is older has to learn himself so that he can teach others.
فاخترت هذه المسائل في هذه الأسئلة والأجوبة. الهامة في حياة المسلم.
So I have chosen these affairs that are important in the life of the Muslim.
لعل من وقف عليها ينتفع وينفع بها غيره.
So that whoever comes across it can benefit from it and also benefit others.
بدأت هذه الأسئلة بالسؤال الأول من ربك والجواب عليه رب الله تبارك وتعالى.
So I began this treatise with the first question here. Who is your Lord? And the answer to this question is that my Lord is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
ومعلوم أن هذا السؤال يوجه لكل مسلم في قبره.
And it is well known that this is a question that is going to be posed to every Muslim in his grave.
كما صح أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
As has been authentically reported on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
في حديث فتنة القبر.
In a hadith concerning the fitna, the trials of the grave.
أن ملكين يأتيان الإنسان فيجلسانه أو يقعدانه فيسألانه من ربك.
That two angels that will come to the person in the grave, they will sit and they will ask them some questions. They will ask and they will ask them, "Who is your Lord?"
فقد يقول قال الجواب على هذا السؤال يسير.
And it may seem to a person that the answer to this question is easy.
ولكن في الحقيقة أن الله عز وجل يثبت من يشاء.
But the reality is that Allah makes whoever He wills firm in this regard.
فإذا كان الإنسان في قبره لا يتمكن أن يجيب على أي سؤال ولو كان يسيرا.
So when a person is in his grave, it may not be possible for him to answer any question, even if it is something easy.
ما لم يثبته الله تبارك وتعالى.
So long as Allah Himself didn't make that person firm and able to answer the question.
فلو تصورنا أن شخصا ما في حالة خوف شديد.
So we understand from this that the person in the state, he may be very fearful.
أو في حال انقلاب في السيارة انقلب بلحظات بثواني انقلبت فيه السيارة وهو داخلها.
نعم. And he gave an example that if a person is in extreme fear and a car is rolling, how would he be?
ففي حال الانقلاب لو قيل له ما اسمك هل يستطيع أن يجيب؟
So in this state of fear, if a person may ask you, what is your name? You may not be able to answer.
الجواب لا يستطيع أن يجيب.
In answer to this, person may not be able to answer.
والإنسان في حال في حال في بعد وفاته في قبره.
And a person after he has passed in his grave.
أصعب بكثير فيما لو كان في لحظة حادث أو حريق أو انقلاب.
It may be very difficult for him to do things, even something as simple as speaking and the likes.
فيا عبد الله يا مسلم إذا لم يثبتك الله في قبرك ما تستطيع أن تجيب وتقول ربي الله.
So, O servant of Allah, O Muslim, if Allah does not make you firm in your grave, you won't be able to answer these questions in the grave.
لذلك يقول الله عز وجل يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت.
And for this reason, Allah عز وجل stated that Allah makes a person firm with the قول الثابت, with that firm statement.
ولما حضر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جنازة ودفنت.
And when the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to a grave and the person was buried,
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام سلوا لأخيكم التثبيت فإنه الآن يسأل.
The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised the people to ask for this person to make him firm for tathbeet because he's getting ready to be asked some questions in the grave.
والمقصود أن العبد بحاجة إلى ثبات من الله تبارك وتعالى يستطيع أن يجيب إذا سألها الملكان من ربك ليقول ربي الله.
And the purpose of what we're saying here, the point we're making, is that a person is in need of this firmness from Allah Azza wa Jalla so that he can answer these questions.
كما أن هناك عوامل تؤدي إلى ثبات العبد على هذا الجواب في قبره.
And there are some means that a person can utilize to be able to have this firm conviction when he's asked these questions in his grave.
وبقدر ما يكون ثابتا في الدنيا على أن الله هو ربك بقدر ما يكون الإنسان ثابتا في الدنيا على أن الله هو ربه يكون ثابتا في قبره إذا سئل من ربك.
So according to the extent that the person had conviction in this life that Allah was his Lord, likewise he will have the same conviction when he is in his grave and asked the question.
والرب معناه الخالق المالك المدبر لكل شيء.
And the meaning of رب is that Allah is الخالق, that he's a creator, he is the owner, the king, he's the one that disposes all of the affairs of the universe.
والله سبحانه وتعالى رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the Rabb. He is the Lord of the heavens and earth and all that is between them.
والله سبحانه وتعالى رب العالمين. والمراد بالعالمين كل ما سوى الله. كل ما سوى الله الله جل وعلا ربه وخالقه.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the Lord of the Alameen. He is the Lord of all that exists. And Al-Alameen, it means everything that exists besides Allah. So Allah is the Lord of everything that exists.
كما قال الله عز وجل الحمد لله رب العالمين.
As Allah عز وجل has stated, all praise belongs to Allah, Lord of the Alameen, Lord of all in existence.
وقال جل وعلا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned the one who is the Lord of the heavens and earth and all that is between them.
وقال جل وعلا ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين.
And he has stated that he is the Lord of your forefathers and he is the Lord of you all and your forefathers as well.
وقال جل وعلا ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك.
And he has stated that he is your Lord and he is the one that owns sovereignty, the dominion.
قال جل وعلا خلق كل شيء وقدره تقديرا.
نعم, and he mentions that Allah has created everything and Allah has measured everything out in exact measure.
وقال جل وعلا الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
نعم, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that He has created everything and everything is dependent on Him.
والإيمان بأن الله هو الخالق أمر مفطور عليه الإنسان في فطرته.
And believing that Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He is the Lord of everything, the Creator. This is something that we have in our fitrah. A person has a natural inclination to know this.
حتى لو لم يعلمك أحد هذه العقيدة فهي في فطرتك مركوزة لأن الله هو خالقك.
Even if no one taught you this aqidah, even if no one taught you this creed and belief, a person will still know inside of himself that Allah is the Creator and His Lord.
ولم ينكر أحد بأن الله هو الخالق إلا على سبيل المكابرة.
And there is no one who would deny that Allah is the Creator except the one that is just being arrogant.
أما الكل يقر بأن الله عز وجل هو الخالق.
However, everyone affirms that Allah, He is the Creator.
ولا يكفي أن تقر بأن الله هو خالقك وربك.
And it's not sufficient to believe that Allah, that He is your Lord and He's the one that created.
لا بد مع إقرارك بأن الله هو خالقك تعتقد وتقر بأن الله هو معبودك.
You have to, along with believing that Allah is the Creator, you have to have firm conviction and believe that He is also the one that you should worship.
المستحق للعبادة وحده.
And He is the one that holds sole right of worship alone by Himself.
فمن اعتقد بأن الله هو الخالق.
So whoever believes that Allah is the Creator.
ولم يعتقد بأن الله هو الإله المعبود.
And he doesn't believe that Allah is a deity that should be worshipped.
المستحق للعبادة.
The one who deserves all aspects of worship.
فلا ينفع اعتقاده بأن الله هو الخالق.
Then his belief that Allah is the Creator, it doesn't benefit him.
حتى إبليس يقر بأن الله هو الخالق.
Even Iblis, he affirms that Allah is the Creator.
قال الله عنه أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. أي وخلقت آدم من طين.
And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned concerning him, concerning Iblis, that you created me for fire and you created him from teen, from clay, mud, and explaining that he is better, saying that he is better than him.
ويعتقد بأن الله هو الرب.
He believes that Allah is the Lord, the Rabb.
كما قال الله عن إبليس أنه قال ربي فأنظرني أنتظرني إلى يوم الدين إلى يوم القيامة.
As he has stated, he has said, Rabb, O my Lord, allow me to remain until the day of resurrection.
ومع ذلك كان إبليس وما زال كافرا.
And even with this, Iblis is still a kafir, a disbeliever.
كما قال الله عز وجل إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين.
As Allah عز وجل has mentioned, except for Iblis, he was arrogant and he turned away and he was from the kafirin, the disbelievers.
وهذه مسألة في غاية الأهمية.
And this is something that is extremely important.
ألا وهي أنه لا يكفي أن يكون الإنسان مؤمنا موحدا بمجرد اعتقاد بأن الله هو الخالق.
And it is that a person, it isn't enough for him to believe that Allah is not, is enough for a person to believe that Allah is the Creator, but along with that he has to believe that, he has to worship Allah.
فلا بد أن يعتقد مع أن الله هو الخالق أن الله هو الإله المعبود.
Along with that a person has to believe that Allah, along with believing that He is the Creator, you also have to believe that you have to worship Him alone by Himself as well.
المسألة الثالثة المهمة في هذا الباب.
The third very important affair in this regard in this topic.
أن تعتقد بأن الله هو الإله الحق الذي يستحق العبادة وحده لا شريك له.
Is to believe that He is the deity in truth who deserves to be worshipped alone by Himself.
إذن تعتقد بأن الله هو الرب الخالق.
So therefore you believe that Allah is the Rabb, the Lord and the Creator.
وأن الله هو الإله المعبود المستحق للعبادة.
You believe that He is the deity who is worshipped and He deserves to be worshipped.
وأنه معبود بحق وحده لا يستحق أحد معه العبادة.
And He is the one that has total right alone by Himself of this worship and no one else has any part in this worship other than Him or any right over it.
أرجو أن يكون هذا واضحا.
And He wants this to be very clear to all of you.
لأنه في غاية الأهمية.
Because it is extremely important.
المسألة الرابعة المهمة التي تضاف إلى هذا.
And the fourth affair that is also important that is connected to this.
أن تعبده سبحانه وتعالى.
Is to worship Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
فلو اعتقد الإنسان بأن الله هو الرب.
So if a person believes that Allah is the Rabb, the Lord.
وأنه هو الإله المستحق للعبادة.
And he believes that he is the إله, the deity that deserves to be worshipped.
وأنه وحده لا شريك له. لا أحد يستحق العبادة غيره.
And that he is alone by himself. That only he has the right to be worshipped.
لكنه ما عبد الله عز وجل.
So with all of this, he doesn't worship Allah عز وجل.
فلا يكفي هذا الاعتقاد مع الإعراض عن عبادة الله.
Then this aqidah, this creed and belief alone by itself, is not sufficient while he doesn't actually worship Allah.
فلا بد أن تعتقد بأن الله هو الرب.
So you have to believe that Allah is the Rabb, the Lord.
وأنه الإله المعبود المستحق للعبادة.
That he is the deity, the one who is worshipped and deserves to be worshipped.
وأنه وحده لا شريك له يستحق العبادة.
And he deserves to be worshipped alone by himself.
وتعبده سبحانه وتعالى.
And you also worship him subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وهذا أيضا لا يكفي.
And this also is not even sufficient.
ماذا بقي؟
What was left? What remains here?
حتى تكفر بكل ما يعبد من دون الله.
You also have to disbelieve in everything else that is worship alongside Allah.
قال الله عز وجل ومن يكفر بالطاغوت وهو كل ما يعبد من دون الله ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى. العروة هو موضع المسكة من الإناء من الكوب. تأخذ كوب تمسكه له مسكة اسمه عروة. هذه عروة وثقى يعني عروة قوية.
نعم. So Allah عز وجل mentioned whoever disbelieves in a taghut, and a taghut is everything that is worship alongside Allah. So whoever believes in a taghut and believes in Allah, then this is the one that's held on to the trustworthy handhold. And then it is explaining that this trustworthy handhold. May yakfur bit taghut. Now. Na'u. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions whoever disbelieves in taghut and believes in Allah, then he's held on to the firm, the trustworthy handhold that will never break.
فهذه خمس مسائل مهمة جدا.
So these are five affairs that are very important.
أكررها لأن التكرار يفهم الشطار.
And he's going to repeat this because repeating is something that will benefit us.
أن تعتقد بأن الله هو الرب الخالق.
To believe that Allah, that He is the Lord and He is the Creator.
وأن تعتقد بأن الله هو الإله الحق المستحق للعبادة.
And to believe that Allah, He is the Ilah, He is the deity in truth that deserves to be worshipped.
وحده لا شريك له.
Alone by Himself without ascribing any partners to Him.
وأن تعبده مع هذا الاعتقاد تقوم بعبادته.
And along with this belief, we also have to actually worship him.
وأن تكفر بكل ما يعبد من دون الله.
And we also disbelieve in everything that is worship alongside Allah.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated, whoever bears witness that لا إله إلا الله, none has right to worship in truth except Allah.
وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله.
And disbelieves in everything that is worshipped alongside Allah.
حرمه الله على النار.
Allah will prohibit the five hell for him.
لابد أن يقول لا إله الله وأن يكفر بما يعبد من دون الله.
So a person has to say لا إله إلا الله. None has right to worship in truth except Allah. And you also have to disbelieve in everything that is worshipped alongside Allah.
كيف نتصور أو كيف نعطي صورة لمن لا يكفر بما يعبد من دون الله؟ مثال على ذلك.
نعم. So how can we give an example of the person who does not disbelieve in everything that is worship alongside Allah?
كما لو قال قائل,
it's like the person who says,
أنا أعتقد بأن الله هو الرب.
I believe that Allah is the Rabb, the Lord.
وأن الله هو الإله المستحق للعبادة.
And I believe that Allah is the Ilah, the deity who deserves to be worshipped.
وحده لا شريك له.
Alone by himself without ascribing any partners to him.
وأنا أعبد الله عز وجل.
And I worship Allah عز وجل.
لكن غير الذي يعبد غير الله.
عاد من فضلك.
لكن الذي يعبد غير الله.
But the one who worships other than Allah.
فهو له طريقته.
He has his way.
وأوافقه عليها.
And he has. He has his own way, and it's okay.
وإن كنت لا أسلك هذا الطريق.
And if I don't follow that way,
لكن هو له طريقة وأنا لي طريقة.
But he has his way and I have my own way.
وكلها تؤدي إلى شيء واحد.
And all this has like one goal.
فلا شك أن هذا باطل.
There's no doubt that this is false. This is false, incorrect.
ولو أن المشركين,
and if the mushrikeen, those who mishrik,
أذن لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أذن لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمح لهم.
And if they allowed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن يعبدوا غير الله عز وجل,
to worship other than Allah عز وجل,
لما عرض الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
ما عرضه ولا ما اختلف معه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't disagree with him.
أنتم تعلمون أن الكعبة في الجاهلية,
you all know about the Kaaba in the days of ignorance.
كان حولها أصنام يعبدون من دون الله.
There were idols all around them that were worshipped alongside Allah.
يقدرون ب 360 صنم.
There were about 360 idols around the Kaaba.
لكل قبيلة صنم يعبد من دون الله.
And every tribe had its own idol that it would worship alongside Allah.
ذكر الله في كتابه.
Allah عز وجل had mentioned in His book.
اللات والعزة ومنات الثلاثة الأخرى.
Lat and Uzza and a third of the Manat.
فاللات كان يعبد أهل الطائف.
So Lat was worshipped in Taif.
والعزة كان يعبد أهل مكة.
And Uzza was worshipped by the people of Mecca.
ومنات الثالثة الأخرى كان يعبد أهل المدينة.
And Manat, the third thing, was worshipped by the people of Medina.
فما كان عندهم مشكلة أن تتعدد الآلهة.
And they had no problem if there were many different things that were worshipped.
لكن الله لم يرضى بذلك.
But Allah was not pleased with this.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يعبد الله فقط بل عبد الله وأنكر عليه عبادة غير الله.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم worshipped Allah, and he also prohibited or reprimanded the people who worship other than Allah.
ولذلك قال الله عنهم أنهم قالوا.
And for this reason, Allah عز وجل mentioned that they said.
أجعل الآلهة هذه الكثيرة الآلهة إلها واحدا. إن هذا لشيء عجاب.
Have you made all of the gods, all the deities, into one god, one deity? Certainly, this is a perplexing thing.
فلا بد أن نكفر بما يعبد من دون الله.
So it is imperative that we disbelieve in things that are worshipped alongside Allah.
هذا ما يتعلق بالسؤال الأول.
So this is what we have to mention about the first question.
من ربك؟ الجواب ربي الله تبارك وتعالى.
Who is your Lord? And the answer to that is, my Lord is Allah تبارك وتعالى.
السؤال الثاني أين الله تبارك وتعالى؟
The second question, where is Allah تبارك وتعالى?
الجواب الله تعالى في السماء.
The answer to this is Allah تعالى is above the heavens.
قلنا أن السؤال الأول سيسأله الإنسان في قبره.
And we mentioned about the first question that a person will be asked this in his grave.
وهو من ربك?
And it is, who is your Lord?
فهذا نص السؤال نصه هو بحرفه سيسأل عن الإنسان في قبره.
And this is the exact wording of the question that one will be asked in his grave.
أما السؤال الثاني نصا حبل حرف سأله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And as for the second question, this is the exact wording of a question that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked.
وهو أين الله?
And it is, where is Allah?
ومع أن هذا من أسئلة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والتي هو بنفسه سأله.
And even with that, this is the fact that this is the question that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had asked.
إلا أن كثير من الناس يستنكر هذا السؤال.
Many of the people, they like disparage this type of a question.
فكيف يستنكرون سؤالا سأله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم?
So how can people have a distaste, disparage something that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked?
وبعضهم يقول هذا السؤال لا يليق بالله عز وجل.
And some of them say that this type of question is not befitting to ask about Allah عز وجل.
سبحان الله.
سبحان الله. Glory to Allah.
كيف لا يليق بالله عز وجل والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسأله?
How is this not befitting? How is this not befitting a question asked about Allah عز وجل and the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم posed it?
هل يتصور ذلك?
Is this possible to fathom?
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ينطق عن الهوى.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم doesn't speak of his own desires.
الله يوحي إليه وحيا.
Allah has revealed revelation to him.
الله اصطفاه واختاره وأنزل عليه الوحي.
Allah has chosen him and then he revealed revelation to him.
وهو يسأل هذا السؤال.
And he's asking this question.
هل يعقل أن يأتي بعض الناس ويستدرك على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم?
Is it logical that people will come after this and then disparage the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم?
وهو الصادق والمصدق.
And he is the one who is truthful.
زكاه الله عز وجل.
Allah عز وجل praised him.
قال الله عز وجل ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى.
And Allah عز وجل mentioned that he doesn't lie. It's not a lie concerning him.
فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قد عصمه الله عز وجل من الكذب.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah سبحانه وتعالى has freed him and protected him from lying.
فهذا قول المشركين في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is the statement of the mushrikeen, those who commit shirk concerning the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فأن قال قائل متى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا السؤال وأين نجد هذا الحديث?
And if the people say, where did the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when did he say this? And where did he say this and what did he say? Where can I find this hadith?
هذا سأله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما ثبت عنه حديث في صحيح مسلم.
Then the Messenger, we say that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked this question in a hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim.
وصحيح مسلم من الكتب الإسلامية التي تلقتها الأمة بالقبول.
And Sahih Muslim is one of those books that the entire Ummah has widely accepted.
وهو أحد الصحيحين.
And it is one of the two Sahihs, one of the Sahihain.
ثاني كتاب في من كتب السنة.
And it is the second book in order from the books of the Sunnah.
البخاري ثم مسلم.
It's the Bukhari, then after that is Muslim.
وهذا حديث في صحيح مسلم وفيه قصة.
And this hadith in Sahih Muslim, there is a story concerning it.
وهو أن رجل من الصحابة يقال له معاوية.
That there was a man for the companions and his name was معاوية.
ابن الحكم.
ابن حكم.
كان عنده غنم.
He had some sheep.
وكانت عنده جارية.
And he had a slave girl.
ترعى هذه الغنم.
That she would shepherd. It's a word for it. Huh? She would herd these sheep.
فجاء الذئب وذهب بواحدة.
So a wolf came and it took one of these sheep from the flock.
يعني كأن فيها نوع من الإهمال.
It's as though she was negligent slightly.
فهي راعية الغنم فجاء الذئب وأخذ واحدة.
So it was as though she was negligent and then a wolf came when she wasn't being aware and it took one of the sheep.
فغضب سيدها اللي هو معاوية بن الحكم.
So her master, her owner, became angry concerning this Muawiyah bin Hakam.
فصفعها صفعة على وجهها.
So he had smacked her in her face.
فندم على ما فعل.
Then became regretful, remorseful for what he did.
أراد أن يستدرك فعله هذا واعتداءه هذا على هذه الجارية.
And then he wanted to like correct what he had done concerning his slave girl.
فرأى أن يعتقها لوجه الله تعالى مقابل هذه الصفعة التي صفع بها.
So he wanted to free her for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla because of this action that had taken place.
ومعلوم أن من القربات التي تقرب بها العبد الله عز وجل اعتاق رقبة مؤمنة.
And it is known that one of the acts of worship that a person can utilize to seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla is freeing the slave.
فأتى بها إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأخبره ماذا فعل.
So he brought her to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he informed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of what had occurred.
كأنه يريد من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اختبار إيمانها إن كانت مؤمنة ليعتقها.
It was as if he wanted the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to test her iman, test her faith, and then after that free her if it was correct.
فقالها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أين الله؟
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her, where is Allah?
فقالت في السماء.
So she said, above the heavens.
قال هو من أنا؟
He said, who am I?
قالت أنت رسول الله.
She said, you are the Messenger of Allah.
فقال لسيدها اعتقها فإنها مؤمنة.
And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to her owner, free her for surely she is a mu'mina, a believer.
هذا حديث صحيح وصريح.
So this hadith, it is authentic and it is clear.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل هذا السؤال نصا.
That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked this question with this exact wording.
وأجابت الجارية بأن الله في السماء والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقرها على هذا الجواب.
And the slave girl, she answered saying that Allah is above the heavens and the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم also affirmed that this answer is correct.
فلا تتردد يا مسلم يا عبد الله.
So for this reason, the Muslim shouldn't go back and forth and have doubt, O servant of Allah.
أن تعتقد بأن الله في السماء.
In believing that Allah is above the heavens.
فهذا ما أخبر الله به عن نفسه.
This is what Allah عز وجل has informed about himself.
في آيات كثيرة من كتابه.
In many verses in his book.
والأدلة من الكتاب والسنة.
And the evidences from the book and the Sunnah.
الدالة على علو الله تبارك وتعالى.
That indicate the ascension of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ذكر أهل العلم أنها تجاوزت ألف دليل.
And the people of knowledge mentioned that there are more than 1,000 evidences in this regard.
أكثر من ألف دليل يدل على الأدلة تدل على علو الله سبحانه وتعالى.
There are more than 1,000 evidences that prove that the ascension of Allah, that he is above the heavens and the creation.
منها أدلة صريحة بأن الله في السماء.
From them are those evidences that are clear indicating that Allah is above the heavens.
كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة تبارك.
As Allah عز وجل has mentioned in Surah Al-Tabarak,
Surah Al-Mulk,
Surah Al-Mulk,
قال في آيتين اثنتين.
He's mentioning two verses.
أأمنتم من في السماء أن يقصف بكم الأرض؟
Do you feel secure from the one who is above the heavens that he won't cause the earth to swallow you up?
وقال في الآية اللي بعدها أأمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا؟
And he said right after that, do you feel secure the one who is above the heavens that he won't send some type of
حاصبة يعني الريح الشديدة اللي فيها حجارة.
A strong wind like a hurricane against you all.
فالجواب الله هو الذي في السماء الذي يخسف الأرض ويرسل الريح.
So the answer to this is that Allah is the one who is above the heavens who will cause the earth to swallow you up and cause this strong wind to come against you.
لكن ما معنى في السماء؟
But what does في السماء mean above the heavens?
من في السماء يعني من في العلو.
Who is above the heavens, meaning who is an ascension above the heavens.
فالعرب يقولون عن الشيء العالي سماء.
So the Arab, they state concerning those things that have ascension at the high and lofty, they say في السماء, above the heavens.
المطر ينزل من السحاب.
Rain, it descends from the clouds.
والله سمى السحاب لأنه عالي سماه سماء.
And Allah has named the sahab, He's named the clouds because it is high up in the heavens.
فقال جل وعلا وأنزلنا من السماء ماء.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned and we cause rain to descend from the sky.
يعني أنزلنا من السحاب ماء.
Meaning that we cause rain to descend from the clouds.
فسمى السحابة سماء.
So the sahab, the clouds have been named سماء, sky.
لأنها سحب عالية.
Because it is in a high lofty place.
فمعنى الله عز في السماء يعني الله في العلو.
So the meaning that Allah is في السماء, that Allah is above the heavens, that He's in a high and lofty station, that place.
والله يقول جل وعلا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
And Allah عز وجل has mentioned glorify سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High.
ويقول الله عز وجل وهو العلي العظيم يعني العالي.
And Allah has mentioned that He is Al-Ali, the magnificent, the one who is in the high place, the one who is lofty.
إذن معنى في السماء يعني الله في العلو.
So the meaning of في السماء is that Allah is in a high station.
ولهذا الآية تفسير آخر.
And this verse it also has another explanation, another tafsir.
فالسماء تطلق وراء بها السبع الشداد السماوات المبنية السماوات المبنية سبع
نعم نعم and it also can mean the seven heavens that are being spoken about here
السماوات السبع الشداد
نعم the seven heavens
فالله عز في السماء يعني على السماء
so when you say Allah is في السماء means that He is above these heavens
لأن في لغة العرب في تأتي بمعنى على
because in the language of the Arab في can mean على في can mean above
يقول الله عز وجل قل سيروا في الأرض يعني على الأرض
and Allah عز وجل mentions to traverse to go out upon the earth meaning on the earth above the earth
ويقول الله عز وجل عن فرعون أنه توعد وهدد السحرة الذين آمنوا برب موسى
and Allah عز وجل mentions Allah عز وجل threatened the people that believed in Musa
فقال لهم لأصلبنكم في جذوع النخل يعني على جذوع النخل
and he threatened these people with being crucified on the trunks of date palms meaning on the trunks of date palms
والأدلة كثيرة من الكتاب والسنة تدل على أن الله في السماء
and there are many evidences from the book and the sunnah that will indicate to us that Allah is above the heavens
ذكرنا طرفا منها بعضها
and we just mentioned some of them
ثم لنعلم بأن إجماع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن الله في السماء في العلو.
And then there is a consensus amongst the Ummah that Allah is above the heavens.
كانت زينب بنت جحش زوجة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Zainab bin Jahsh, the wife of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تفتخر على النساء.
She used to be proud amongst the women.
فتقول زوجكن آباءكن
and she will say that
يعني باشر الزواج الأب يباشر زواج ابنته
those that married you they're your parents
وزوجني الله من فوق سبع سماوات
and Allah married me from above the heavens
لأن الله عز وجل زوجها محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم
since Allah عز وجل he married her to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
كانت زينب وهي شريفة من أشراف قريش
and she is one of the people from the tribe of Quraysh
زوجها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لزيد بن حارثة.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم married her to Zayd bin Haritha.
وزيد بن حارثة كان قبل الإسلام قد تبناه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And before Islam, Zayd bin Harith was adopted by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكان يدعى زيد بن محمد.
And كان
يسمى زيد بن محمد.
And he used to be called Zayd bin Muhammad.
ثم لما جاء الإسلام قال الله ادعوهم لآبائهم انسبوا كل إنسان لأبيه.
And then after Islam came, Allah mentioned that everyone has his lineage has to be ascribed to his father.
وأبطل الله التبني لا يجوز إنسان يأتي بشخص ليس بابن له وينسبه له ويقول فلان ابن فلان.
And then after that time, wasn't a person to say that he was the son of a person that it wasn't his father.
فدعي زيد إلى أبيه بدل أن كان يقال زيد ابن محمد صار زيد ابن حارثة.
So after being known as Zayd bin Muhammad, it changed to being Zayd bin Haritha.
ثم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زوج زيدا زوجه زينب.
And then Zayd was married to Zainab.
ثم زينب ما ارتاحت مع زوجها زيد.
And then Zainab was uncomfortable with Zayd. She didn't like being with Zayd.
وكانت تترفع عليه.
And she would تترفع.
يعني ترى نفسها برتبة أعلى منه.
نعم. She saw herself as though she was in a position higher than him.
أنت لا سويت على كم دخلت لها؟ أغير لك إياها.
وكان في الجاهلية
and in the times of jahiliya and the days of ignorance
يستعظمون أن الإنسان إذا المتبنى طلق زوجة يأتي هو يتزوجها من بعده
it was kind of استعظم
يعني يرون هذا شيئا عظيما يرونه منكرا كبيرا
it was something that they looked down upon that a person that you knew was divorced and you go after that person and marry them
لأنهم يعتبرون هذا المتبنى كالابن الصلب كالابن الحقيقي من الإنسان
because this person that was adopted it was as though they were family as though you were marrying from the same
فأنت مثلا إذا كان عندك ابن من صلبك ابنك حقيقي
so it was as though if you had a son from your own loins
ثم تزوج امرأة
then you marry him to a woman
ثم طلقها ابنك طلقها
And then your son divorces her.
ما تأتي أنت والده وتتزوج مطلقة ابنك.
You won't come being that person's father and now marry this woman.
هذا أمر حرام وبشع جدا.
This is something that is haram and that is looked down upon.
وكان الجاهلية يعتبرون الابن المتبنى الغير حقيقي برتبة الابن الحقيقي.
And in the days of Jahili, in the days of pre-Islamic ignorance, they looked at the adopted child the same way they looked at a child that came from one's loins.
بحيث إذا هذا المتبنى طلق امرأة.
Just in the same way that if a person that you had adopted had divorced a woman,
لا يجوز للمتبني للأب الغير حقيقي أن يتزوج مطلقته.
Then it's not. It was looked down upon. It was something that wasn't permissible for them, for the father who adopted his child to then go and marry the same woman.
أراد الله أن يبطل هذه العقيدة التي عند الجاهلية.
Allah wanted to end this creed and belief that was left over from the times of pre-Islamic ignorance.
فاختار الله عز وجل لنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So Allah عز وجل chose for His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن يتزوج زينب بعد أن يطلقها زيد.
To marry Zainab after Zayd had divorced her.
لبيان أن ما في شيء في الإسلام اسمه تبني.
To explain that this thing of tabini of adoption doesn't exist in Islam.
وأنه لا بأس لو أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوج مطلقة زيد.
And there's no problem if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم married her after Zayd had divorced her.
حتى لا يبقى الشك عند الناس بأن ما في شيء اسمه تبني.
So that the people can be sure without a doubt that there is no thing that's called tabini adoption.
وقد أخبر الله عز وجل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن زينب ستكون زوجته بعد أن يطلقها زيد.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla had informed the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Zainab would be his wife after Zayd had divorced her.
وهي ما زالت في عصمة زيد.
And she was still under the care of Zayd at this time.
فكان زيد يأتي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويشتكي إليه ما يجده من زينب.
And Zayd, he went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and began complaining about what he was going through with Zainab.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصبره يقول اتق الله وأمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله.
And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned him to fear Allah and to try to keep your wife.
فعاتبه الله عز وجل عتابا كبيرا.
فعاتبه
الله.
اختبره. نعم. So. نعم.
خلق. فالله تبارك وتعالى قال لنبيه لماذا تخفي هذا الشيء؟
So it was said to him, why are you hiding this thing?
وأنت تعلم بأنك ستتزوجها بعد ذلك.
And you knew that you were going to marry her after that.
فيقول الله عز وجل.
Then Allah عز وجل said.
وإذ تقول يعني يا رسول الله لزيد وإذ تقول الذي أنعم الله عليه بالإسلام.
And if you, O Muhammad, say to Zayd, the one who has blessed you to come to Islam.
وبالنعم الكثيرة.
And with many of the blessings.
وأنعمت عليه أنت أنعمت يا محمد أنعمت عليه بالعتق لأنه كان مملوكا عند الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فاعتقه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم. نعم. And this was the blessing that was bestowed upon him since he was freed from slavery.
تقول له.
Said,
أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله.
He said to him, fear Allah and try to keep your wife.
وأنت تعرف أن مصيره سيطلقها.
While you knew you have revelation that he was going to divorce her.
ومصيرها ستكون زوجة لك.
And that she was going to be your wife.
وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبدي تخفي في نفسك شيء سيظهر بعد ذلك بأنها ستكون زوجة لك.
And you hid inside of yourself something that you knew from Allah that was going to come out later.
وتخشى الناس تخشى أن يتكلم الناس والله حق أن تخشى.
No, I mean you're being fearful of the people and Allah has more right that you fear Him.
هذه الآية من كتاب الله عز وجل.
This verse in the book of Allah عز وجل.
الله عز وجل يوجه هذا الخطاب للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah is directing what He's saying to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يقول تخشى الناس والله حق أن تخشى.
Are you fearing the people and Allah has more right that you fear him?
تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها.
عائشة رضي الله عنها stated.
لو كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كاتما شيء من القرآن في شيء كتما ما أظهره. لو كان.
If the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had concealed something that Allah had revealed to him.
لكتم هذه الآية.
This verse would have been hidden.
لماذا؟ لأن فيها عتاب من الله للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. تفعل هذا الفعل تخشى الناس والله حقا تخشى.
And this is something that is clearly stated in the book. Do you fear the people? Allah has no right to fear him.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يكتب شيء من القرآن.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he didn't hide anything from the Quran.
وإنما بينه كما أمره الله عز وجل.
But rather he explained and clarified as he was ordered from Allah عز وجل.
حتى هذه الآية التي فيها عتاب على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Even this verse that Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم himself is being spoken about.
أيضا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أظهرها.
Even this, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم openly conveyed this to the people.
فهذا دليل على أن الرسول لم يكتم شيئا من القرآن.
So this is an evidence that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't conceal anything from the Quran.
فعائشة رضي الله عنها تقول لو كان الرسول كاتما شيئا من القرآن لكتم هذه الآية.
So عائشة رضي الله عنها, she stated that if the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was to conceal anything, he would have concealed this verse from the Quran.
لأن هذه الآية فيها عتاب من الله لنبيه يقول كيف تفعل هذا الفعل.
Because in this verse, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's being spoken to and corrected in this verse.
ثم أن الله عز وجل تولى تزويد زينب للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then after this, Allah عز وجل gave Zainab to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فكل امرأة يأتي أبوها أو أخوها أو وليها فيزوجها للزوج.
So every woman she will go to her father or her brother or her wali in order to find a husband.
لكن زينب ما الذي تولى تزويجها للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
But as for Zainab, who was the one that gave her hand in marriage to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
الله عز وجل زوجها للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah عز وجل married her to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما قال في الآية نفسها فلما قضى منها زيد وطرا أي لما دخل عليها وجامعها زيد ثم طلقها.
And then later on in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that after Zayd had consummated the marriage and then he divorced her.
زوجناكها الله يقول زوجتك إياها.
Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that then we will marry her to you.
هذه قصة زينب.
This is the story of Zainab.
رضي الله عنها.
رضي الله عنها. May Allah be pleased with her.
والمناسبة التي ذكرنا بهذه القصة.
And the reason why we're mentioning this story, why it's appropriate here.
أنها كانت تفتخر على بقية النساء.
That she had gathered amongst the rest of the women.
تقول زوجكن آباءكن.
She said, your fathers are the ones that have married you all.
وزوجني الله من فوق سبع سماوات.
And Allah has married me from above the seven heavens.
والناس يسمعونه يتقول وزوجني الله من فوق سبع سماوات.
And the people heard her saying that Allah married me from above the heavens.
ويقرونها على ذلك. ما في حد قال أصلا الله ليس فوق سبع سماوات.
And everyone had conviction in this and affirmed this. No one had a problem with this.
فدلها الحديث على أن إجماع الصحابة كلهم مجمعون.
So this hadith is an evidence that there was total consensus among the Sahaba, amongst the companions.
على أن الله في السماء.
That Allah is above the heavens.
فوق سماواته.
Above all of His heavens.
فأدلة الكتاب والسنة.
So the evidence is from the book and the Sunnah.
وإجماع الأمة, إجماع العلماء على علو الله عز وجل.
And the total consensus of the Ummah, the total consensus of the scholars that Allah عز وجل is above the heavens.
كذلك الدليل الرابع من أو النوع الرابع من الأدلة.
There is also a fourth type amongst the evidences.
الفطرة.
The fitrah, a person's natural disposition, a natural inclination.
فخلق الله عز وجل على فطرته.
So Allah عز وجل created a person upon this fitrah, upon this natural inclination.
يعتقد بعلو الله عز وجل.
With the natural disposition, he believes in the ascension, the علو of Allah عز وجل.
لولا أن الفطر تتغير.
And if it weren't for the fitrah altering and changing.
الشياطين تؤثر عليهم.
And the shayateen, the devils, affecting this individual.
شياطين الإنس والجن.
Shayateen, devils from mankind and the jinn.
فيأتي من يفسد على الناس عقائدهم.
So that they come and they corrupt the person's beliefs.
وإلا لوجدتهم كلهم يعتقدون بأن الله في العلو.
If it wasn't for this, you will find all the people believing in Allah's ascension.
ما تستطيع يا عبد الله أن تنكر هذه الحقيقة في نفسك.
He says, you, O servant of Allah, you're not able to deny this inside of yourselves.
حتى لو قال لك قائل.
So to the point that even if a person were to say.
وأثر عليك.
And to affect you.
وقال الله في كل مكان.
And say that Allah is everywhere.
تجد في نفسك هذا غير مقنع.
You're feeling yourself that you're not content with this. You're not satisfied with this.
إذا صار لك حاجة أو وقعت في شدة.
So if you were to be affected with a thing.
فإنك تلجأ إلى الله في علوه.
Then you would return back to Allah and look up towards the heavens.
تقول يا رب يا رب.
You would say, Oh my Lord.
لن تقول يا رب يا رب في أي مكان آخر.
You wouldn't say, Where's my Lord? And then look in every other place.
وإنما تلجأ إلى العلو تقول يا رب يا رب.
Rather you would turn to that which is higher in the highest station and say, Oh Allah, Oh my Lord.
من أعلمك بأن الله في العلو وتلجأ إليه عند الشدة؟
Who is the one that has taught you that Allah is above and that you should return to Him in this place when you are in times of adversity?
هذا أمر في فطرتك جعله الله.
This is an affair that is in your fitrah. This is an affair that a person has a natural inclination towards that Allah عز وجل has given.
لو سألت طفلا أين الله عز وجل؟
If you were to ask a child where is Allah عز وجل؟
سيقول لك الله عز وجل فوق.
He will say Allah عز وجل is above.
فهذا أمر في فطر الناس قد فطر الله الناس عليه.
So this is an affair that is in the fitrah of the people, the natural inclination.
ومن الطرائف التي وقعت مع شيخنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمه الله.
And from those occurrences that had transpired with Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, رحمه الله.
أن جاءوا طلبة علم من أحد المعاهد أو الجامعات من تركيا.
That some of the students came to him from some of the universities or institutes of Turkey.
جاءوا إلى شيخنا محمد صالح رحمه الله في الحج.
They came to our Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, رحمه الله, during the time of Hajj.
فأرادوا أن يناقشوه بأن الله في كل مكان وليس الله في السماء.
And he wanted to debate him on the issue of Allah being everywhere and saying that Allah is not above the heavens.
وقد تأثروا بهذا الكلام من بعض دراستهم وبعض الكتب التي قرأوها.
And they were affected by this from some of their studies and some of the books that they read.
فقال لهم الشيخ أنتم حجاج.
And the Sheikh said to them, "You are hujjaj, people performing the Hajj."
قالوا نعم.
They said yes.
وكان هذا الكلام في أيام التشريق أو يوم النحر بعد اليوم عرفة.
And this was after the day of Arafah when it was time to slaughter.
فقال لهم أمس كنتم في عرفة.
He said, "Yesterday you were upon Arafah." They all said, "Yes."
قال كيف كنتم تتوجهون بالدعاء إلى الله?
He said, "When you were making your du'a, where did you direct your du'a towards?"
معلوم أن الناس ماذا يفعلون إذا أرادوا أن يدعوا?
And it is well known what the people do when they make du'a.
يرفعون أيديهم.
They raise their hands.
وقلوبهم متوجهة للعلو.
And they face towards that which is higher.
يقول يا رب يا رب وقلوبهم متوجهة للعلو.
And they say, oh my Lord, and their hearts are directed towards that which is above them.
وأيديهم متوجهة للعلو.
And their hands are directed towards the one that is above them.
فقال لهم الشيخ كيف كنتم تدعون الله أمس في عرفة?
So the Shaykh said to them, how were you supplicating to Allah yesterday during عرفة?
فعرف هذا المسؤول.
So the عرفة here that we're speaking about.
أنه إذا قال كنا في عرفة نرفع أيدينا إلى السماء.
So if they say that yesterday we were عرفة. نعم. The person that the Sheikh was arguing with knew what the Sheikh intended by the questions.
عرف أن الشيخ حينئذ سيحج ويقول لماذا ترفع يديك إلى السماء أمس يوم عرفة وتدعو.
He knew the Sheikh would utilize this as an evidence against him for what he was saying that he raised his hands to the heavens to make du'a.
فأراد أن يحتاط لنفسه.
So he wanted to take a precaution with himself.
فلم يقل كنا نرفع أيدينا إلى السماء ونحن ندعو الله عز وجل أمس في عرفة.
So he said, when I was raising my hands to the heavens yesterday on عرفة and I was making du'a to Allah.
فوضع يديه خلف ظهره.
He said, I place my hands behind my back.
فقال ليس بالضرورة أن أدعو الله عز وجل وأرفع يدي.
He says, when I make dua to Allah, I don't have to raise my hands when I make dua.
فقال الشيخ إذا ماذا تفعل?
The Sheikh said, then Tim, what are you doing?
فرفع بصره للسماء فقال أقول يا رب يا رب.
He said, then you're going to raise your eyes to the sky, you're going to say, oh my Lord, oh my Lord.
فقال لماذا رفعت نظرك للسماء وتقول يا رب يا رب?
So he said, then why are you raising your head and your eyes to the heavens saying, oh my Lord, oh my Lord?
فما يستطيع الإنسان أن ينكر بأن الله في العلو.
So no one can deny that Allah is above us and in the high and lofty station.
قد يتعصب لبعض العقائد.
They may have fanatical bigotry towards some beliefs.
قد يتأثر ببعض المشايخ.
They may be affected by some of the مشايخ.
قد تفسد فطرته بقراءة بعض الكتب.
Is his fitra, his natural inclination may be corrupted by some books.
لكن الله في السماء هذا شيء في فطر الناس.
But Allah being above the heavens is something that is in the fitra, the natural inclination, disposition of the people.
إذن أدلة الكتاب.
Therefore we have the evidence from the book.
أدلة السنة.
Evidence from the sunnah.
الإجماع.
We have إجماع consensus.
الفطرة.
We have the fitra, person's natural inclination.
كل ذلك يدل على علو الله عز وجل.
All of these things prove the علو, the ascension of Allah عز وجل.
كذلك الشرائع السماوية السابقة.
Likewise, the previous legislation that we revealed from before.
تدل كلهم قد أجمع العلماء الأنبياء كلهم على علو الله عز وجل.
All the prophets in entirety are in total consensus, believing that Allah is above the heavens.
ماذا قال الله لنا عن فرعون الطاغية الكبير المشهور في زمن موسى عليه السلام?
What did Allah عز وجل mention فرعون during the time of موسى عليه السلام?
قال لنا أنه قال لهامان وهذا وزيره قال له
فرعون يقول لهامان فرعون said to Haman and he was his minister
ابن لي صرحا يعني ابن لي بنيان كبير عالي.
He said to him, build me a very tall edifice, a very tall building.
لعلي أبلغ الأسباب يعني لعلي أجد طريقا.
So that I will have some means in a way.
فأطلع إلى إله موسى الذي يقول عنه موسى.
So I can go up and see this Lord of Musa that he's speaking about.
وإني لأظنه كاذبا.
And I think that he's lying.
هذا دليل على أن موسى عليه السلام قد قال لفرعون أن الله في العلو فوق.
So this is an evidence that Musa had told Pharaoh that Allah is above.
فذلك هو يقول ابن لي بنيانا كبيرا حتى أطلع أشوف. هل إله موسى موجود ولا لا?
So for this reason, Pharaoh wanted to build this strong, this tall building. so that he can see the Lord of Musa and see this Lord that Musa is speaking about.
لأن فرعون كان على سبيل المكابرة ينكر ويقول أنا ربكم الأعلى وليس الله عز وجل.
And this is because فرعون was very arrogant and he denied. He said that no, I'm your Lord the Most High.
فهذا الدليل النوع الخامس من الأدلة وهو إجماع الأنبياء السابقين على علو الله عز وجل.
And this is the fifth evidence and it is the total consensus of all the prophets all concerning the ascension of Allah عز وجل.
هذه الأدلة كافية بحمد الله.
He said these evidences they suffice us الحمد لله.
ولكن من باب الزيادة أيضا.
But just so we can add further addition to this.
أن يقال حتى العقل الصريح يدل على علو الله عز وجل.
Said even a person who has sound intellect, the sound intellect will prove the ascension of Allah عز وجل.
فالعقل الصريح يقول الله عز موجود أم معدوم.
So معجوز أم معدوم. نعم. So even the sound عقل will say that the law exists or does it not exist.
ماذا يقول العقل الصريح؟ لا أريد عقل مجنون، عقل صحيح. ماذا يقول العقل؟ موجود الله أم معدوم؟
So the sound intellect, what will he say? And the Sheikh said, I'm not talking about a person that's crazy. A person that has sound intellect, what will they say? Does Allah exist or does it not exist?
سيقول الله.
He will say Allah.
ماذا؟
Allah what?
موجود.
Allah exists.
طيب. ثم يقول العقل الصريح إذا الله عز وجل موجود، هل هو داخل العالم ولا خارج العالم؟
And then the sound intellect will say, okay, if Allah exists, then is he inside of his existence or is he outside of his existence?
فسيكون الله عز وجل إما داخل العالم أو خارج العالم.
So either Allah عز وجل have to be inside of the existence or outside of what exists.
أو خارج وداخل العالم.
He has to be either inside or outside of what exists.
عقلا هل يوجد احتمال آخر؟
Is there any way that sound intellect can think of anything else?
لا يوجد.
It's not possible. It's nothing else.
بما أنه موجود,
concerning his existence.
فهو إما داخل العالم.
Either he's inside of the creation.
أو خارج العالم.
Or he's outside of the creation.
أو داخل وخارج العالم.
Or he's inside and outside of the creation.
ما في احتمال عقلي رابع.
There's no other way that a mind can think. There is no fourth choice.
فلو قيل أنه داخل العالم.
So if you say that he's inside of the creation.
لوجدنا أن داخل العالم موضع للخسائس المخلوقات السيئة.
You'll find that inside of the creation that it has things created in it that are not good, that are evil.
موضع للزنا والخمور والفواحش.
It's a place of fornication and alcohol and many vile obscene acts.
موضع للقاذورات والنجاسات.
And it's a place of filth and of things that are not pure.
موضع للكلاب والخنازير والحيوانات.
It's a place of dogs and pigs and other types of animals.
فعقلا لا يليق لله عز وجل أن يكون مع في هذه المواضع.
So sound intellect will say that Allah عز وجل can't be inside of this type of a place.
فالعقل الصريح يقول لا يليق بالله أن يكون داخل العالم.
So the sound intellect will say it's not befitting to think that Allah is inside of the creation.
الاحتمال الثاني أنه داخل وخارج العالم.
And the other view is that Allah is inside and outside of the creation at the same time.
إذا كان داخل وخارج العالم إذن ما زال هذا الاعتراض موجودا وهو أن داخل العالم موضع للخسائس الشيء الخسيسة.
And if you say that Allah is inside and outside of the creation at the same time, then you still haven't negated the fact that He's still inside of the creation with these lowly things.
فلا يليق أن يكون الله داخل العالم.
So it is not appropriate to, it's not befitting for Allah to be inside of this creation.
ولا داخل وخارج العالم.
Nor to believe that He is in and outside of the creation at the same time.
بقي الاحتمال الثالث وهو الأوحد الصحيح.
We only have the third view to take, and it is what is correct.
أن الله عز وجل خارج العالم.
That Allah is outside of His creation.
وما هي أشرف الجهات عقلا؟ أشرف جهة.
أشرف.
أشرف جهة. أفضل جهة.
And what is the best view to take here?
لا شك أن جهة العلو.
Is no doubt that the best view to take that He is above.
حتى الناس إذا أرادوا أن يصفوا شيئا بأنه ذو منزلة قال هذا عالي.
Now, even if a person wants to mention that a certain thing has a good station, he said that this is a ali, it has lofty status.
أو يصفون طبقة معينة من الناس أصحاب الأموال والجاه يقول هذا من الطبقة العليا.
Or they want to speak about a certain class of the people that have wealth and so on and so forth, they say that they have lying lofty status.
أو واحد متنفذ في البلاد وعنده أملاك يكون هذا جاء عمل المعاملة هذه من فوق.
And then the person that has power and authority, you say that this person also has high and lofty status, as though he's above others.
دائما يعبرون عن الجهة العليا الناس الأكابر الكبار المسؤولون عندهم أموال أنهم إيش جهات عليا.
So these people that they have power, wealth, and status and the likes, these people, they're always looked at as being in the higher place.
فالله أحق بالعلو.
And Allah has more right in being in the higher place.
واسمه الأعلى والعلي.
And His name is الأعلى and العلي.
وهو قال عن نفسه وهو القاهر فوق عباده.
And he has stated about himself that he is قاهر, that he is قاهر above his servants.
ويقول الله عز وجل الملائكة يخافون ربهم من فوقهم.
And he has stated concerning the angels that they fear their Lord who is above them.
فلذلك أهل العلم قالوا إن الله عز وجل في السماء.
So due to this, the people of knowledge have stated that Allah is above the heavens.
استوى على العرش.
That He ascended above His throne.
يعني على العرش. والعرش هو مخلوق أعظم المخلوقات.
That He ascended above His throne, and the throne is the highest thing in creation.
قد أخبر الله عن نفسه في سبع آيات من القرآن بأنه استوى على العرش. الرحمن على العرش استوى.
Allah has affirmed about Himself in seven verses that He is above His throne, above the creation. الرحمن على العرش استوى. That الرحمن, the beneficent, ascended above the throne.
وهذا الموضوع طويل جدا.
And this topic is something that is very lengthy.
وقد كتبت فيه رسالة.
And I wrote a small treatise in this regard.
سؤال أين الله؟
Ask the question, where is Allah?
والجواب عليه الله في السماء.
And the answer is Allah is above the heavens.
وقد أعطيت الأخ أبا إبراهيم منه نسخا.
And he gave brother Abu Rahim a copy.
فمن أراد نسخة فليأخذ من أبي إبراهيم.
So whoever wants a copy, then they can go to our brother Abu Ibrahim.
طيب.
Good.
ندخل في السؤال الثالث.
Now we're going to enter into the third question here.
ما حق الله على العباد؟
What is the right of Allah over His servants?
الجواب أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا.
The answer is that they worship Him and they do not commit shirk with Him in any aspect at all.
وهذا السؤال أيضا.
And this question as well.
اقتبسته من حديث عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
I've extracted it from the hadith on the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل هذا السؤال نفسه.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم also asked the same exact question.
في حديث معاذ المشهور.
In the hadith of Mu'adh, the famous hadith of Mu'adh.
قال كنت رديف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حمار. يعني هو إياه راكب على حمار واحد.
Now, and he stated in his hadith that he was riding behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on a donkey.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معاذ.
And he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Mu'adh, يا معاذ أو معاذ.
فقال لبيك وسعديك يا رسول. يعني استجبت لك بما يسعدك يا رسول الله.
And he answered him, لبيك وسعديك, I'm responding to you.
استجبت لك. ثلاث مرات يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معاذ يا معاذ يا معاذ.
Three times he asked him, oh معاذ, oh معاذ, oh معاذ.
ومعاذ يقول لبيك يا رسول الله.
And معاذ said لبيك أو messenger of Allah.
لماذا يقول هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
Why did the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say this؟
ينادي باسمه حتى يلتفت إليه وينتبه لما سيقول.
He stated this to them so that معاذ could turn to him and pay attention to what he is getting ready to say.
وهذا من أساليب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في التعليم.
And this is from the styles of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in education.
ثم سأله السؤال التالي.
Then he asked him the following question.
قال أتدري ما حق الله على العباد؟
He said, do you know what the right of Allah over the servants is?
وما حق العباد على الله؟
And the right of the servants over Allah.
فكان معاذ مؤدبا كسائر الصحابة مع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال الله ورسوله أعلم.
And معاذ, he had the etiquette that the rest of the companions have, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when they didn't know something, he said, Allah and His messenger knows best.
حتى لو كان يعلم.
Even if he knew.
لا يريد أن يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم أعلم.
He didn't want to say to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, yes, I know the answer.
قد يزيده النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علما.
Perhaps the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would increase his knowledge.
قال الله ورسوله أعلم. تفضل قل.
He said, Allah the Messenger know best. Please tell me.
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا.
So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that the right of Allah with the servants is that they worship Him alone and do not commit shirk with Him in any aspect at all.
وحق العباد على الله.
And the right of the servants of Allah.
أن لا يعذبهم إذا فعلوا ذلك إذا عبدوا بعد ولا شيء.
Is that they will not be punished if they do that. They will not be punished if they worship Allah alone and don't commit shirk with Him in any aspect.
هذا هو حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا.
So this is the right of Allah over the servants that they worship Him and do not commit shirk with Him in any aspect.
ومن هذا الحديث.
And from this hadith.
اقتبس الشيخ الإسلام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. أخذ.
نعم. محمد عبد الوهاب شيخ الإسلام. He is extracted from this.
اسما لكتابه.
The name of his book.
ألف كتاب اسمه كتاب التوحيد.
The name of his book is the Book of Tawheed.
قال كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد.
He said that the Book of Tawheed that is the right of Allah over His servants.
فالتوحيد هو حق الله على عباده.
So Tawheed is the right of Allah concerning over the servants.
والله عز وجل لا أحد يوجب عليه حقا.
And Allah عز وجل
لا أحد يوجب عليه حقا يعني نعم. يلزمه بحق.
نعم. And Allah عز وجل there's no one that has any rights over him.
وإنما هو أوجب على نفسه.
Rather, he has obligated this upon himself.
أن من عبد وحده لا شريك له.
That whoever worships him alone by himself.
جعل على نفسه واجبا أن يدخله الجنة ولا يعذبه.
Then he made it obligatory upon himself that whoever does this, he won't punish this person who worships Allah alone by himself, not committing shirk.
إذن حق الله على عباده.
Therefore, the right of Allah over His servants
أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا
is to worship Him alone and to not commit shirk with Him in any aspect.
وما معنى يعبدوه?
And what does it mean to worship Him?
أن يخضع له بالعبادة.
Meaning that a person submits himself to Him in worship.
والعبادة هي الخضوع والتذلل.
And عبادة, it is to like to lower and humble oneself for this worship.
يقول العرب طريق معبد يعني مذلل. كان في صعدات عبدوه ذللوه.
And concerning the road, a person say that is mu'abbad, that it has been like that has been lowered and fled.
ويقال بعير مُعَبَّد أي هذب هذا البعير بعدما كان فيه وحشية بالتدريب عبدوه خلوه مهرب.
And a person says concerning a
بعير camel.
And a person says concerning a camel that it is mu'abbad, meaning that it has been tamed.
فالعبادة لله الخضوع والتذلل لله عز وجل.
So the worship of Allah is a person humbling themselves and lowering themselves, submitting themselves to Allah Azza wa Jal.
مع غاية الحب لا يمكن أن يكون خضوع وتذلل بلا حب. لابد إنسان حتى يعبد الله يتذلل له ويحبه.
And along with this, the person has love. It's not appropriate that a person that he humbles himself and lowers himself and he submits himself and he doesn't have love for the one that he's doing this for.
مع غاية الخوف والرجاء.
Along with this, he has hope and fear.
هكذا تكون العبادة.
This is how worship is.
خضوع وتذلل.
It is humbling oneself and lowering oneself.
وحب.
And love.
وخوف ورجاء.
And hope and fear.
حينئذ تتكون العبادة.
So all these things together they constitute worship.
فلو أن مخلوقا خضع لمخلوق. مخلوق خضع لمخلوق.
So if something from the creation was to lower itself to or humble itself to something else from the creation.
لأنه ظالم لأنه جبار فخضع له.
Because this person is arrogant and this person is an oppressor and because he oppressed him, he like lowered himself to him.
لكن لا يحبه.
But he doesn't have love for him.
هو خاضع له.
He's just submitting to him, yielding to him.
لأنه ظالم جبار.
Because he's a person that's oppressed, he's oppressing him.
لكن لا يحبه.
But he doesn't have love for him.
فلا تكون هذه عبادة.
So this is not worship of him.
صحيح أنه خضع له.
It is true that he yielded to him.
لكن لم يحبه.
But he doesn't love him.
فليست هذه عبادة.
So this is not worship.
ولو أن مخلوقا أحب مخلوق.
And even if something from creation loves something else from the creation. A person loves another person.
يحب أمه أو أباه.
He loves his mother or his father.
يحب زوجته أو أولاده.
He loves his wife or his children.
لكن لا يخضع لهم.
But he doesn't like yield, lower himself to him.
فليس عابدا لهم.
So he's not worshiping them.
فلا بد من العبادة من الخضوع والتذلل مع المحبة.
So in order for something to constitute worship, it has to have this yielding and lowering, humbling, along with love.
فمن خضع لله عز وجل.
So whoever yields and submits to Allah عز وجل.
وتذلل له.
And he lowers and submits himself to him.
وأحبه.
And he loves him.
خاف منه ورجع.
He fears him and has hope in his mercy.
خاف من أن يعذبه ويسخط عليه ويغضب عليه.
He's fearful that Allah will punish him.
ورجاه أن ينال رضاه ويدخل جنته.
And he hopes in Allah's mercy that He will allow him to enter into the paradise.
إذن هذه العبادة.
This is what constitutes worship.
خضوع وتذلل.
Lowering and submitting, yielding oneself.
مع غاية الحب.
While having proper love.
وخوف ورجاء.
And having fear and love. Having fear and hope.
الآن السؤال ما حق الله على العباد؟
Now he wants to ask a question. What is the right of Allah with the servants?
فما الجواب؟
What's the answer?
ما الجواب؟ أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا.
To worship him alone and not to commit shirk with him in any aspect at all.
احفظوا هذه الأسئلة.
He's memorized these questions.
مع الإجابة عليها.
Along with the answers that go along with them.
حتى تسألوا بها أبناءكم.
So that when your children ask you.
وتحفظوهم الأجوبة.
That you can give them these answers.
ثم إذا جئت تداعبه.
And then when you want to go in to play with him,
تقول له ما اسمك؟
You say to them, what is your name?
اسمي فلان.
You say, my name is so and so.
تقول له من ربك؟
You say to them, who is your Lord?
يقول ربي الله.
You say, my Lord is Allah.
تقول أين الله؟
You say, where is Allah?
يقول الله في السماء.
You say, Allah is above the heavens.
يقول له ما حق الله على العباد؟
You say, what is the right of Allah with the servant?
يقول لك أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا.
And they say the right of his right is to worship him alone and to not commit shirk in any aspect at all.
فإذا كان الطفل يعني قد بلغ الخامسة أو السادسة.
So when the child reaches the age of 5 or 6 in his years.
فحفظوا هذا الحديث.
And you've made them memorize these hadith.
الذي في السؤال الرابع.
That is coming the fourth question.
بعد أن تحفظه أنت.
After you have memorized it yourself.
السؤال يقول أكمل الحديث.
The question here says, complete the hadith.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من قال رضيت بالله ربا.
Whoever says, I am pleased with Allah as a Rabb, as a Lord.
تكملة الحديث.
The completion of the hadith.
الجواب.
And the answer is.
وبالإسلام دينا.
And with Islam as a religion.
وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا.
And with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a prophet.
وجبت له الجنة.
It becomes binding, obligatory on this person to enter into Jannah, the paradise.
في رواية قال وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا.
And to
أخرى رسولا بدل
and another narration means that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger.
إذن هذا الحديث من قال رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا وجبت له الجنة.
So in this hadith, whoever says that he is pleased with Allah as a Lord, he is pleased with Islam as religion, and he is pleased with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a prophet, it is obligatory upon that person to enter into Jannah, the paradise.
هذا حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه.
This is an authentic hadith that has been collected by Abu Dawood on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri.
من منكم يستطيع أن يقول هذا الحديث؟
Who amongst you can say this hadith, recall this hadith?
حفظ من غير قراءة.
From his memory without reading it.
من قال رضيت الله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا وجبت له الجنة.
Whoever says that I'm pleased with Allah as the Lord, with Islam as a religion, and with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a prophet, it is obligatory for him to enter into the paradise.
من منكم يستطيع أن يقول هذا الحديث؟
Which one of you can say this hadith?
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. من قال؟ وجبت له الجنة. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا وجبت له الجنة. رواه أبو داود.
On the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه said the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever says I am pleased with Allah as a Lord and with Islam as a religion and with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a prophet it's obligatory for that person into Jannah and this is collected by Abu Dawood.
السؤال الخامس.
The fifth question.
لماذا خلقنا الله تعالى؟
Why did Allah the Exalted create us?
وما الدليل؟
And what's the evidence?
يعني من القرآن.
From the Quran.
الجواب خلقنا الجواب لعبادته وحده.
The answer is for His worship alone.
قال تعالى أي الدليل في قوله تعالى.
Allah تعالى mentioned, meaning the evidence for this is in the statement تعالى.
وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
And I've not created the jinn nor have I created mankind except for my worship alone.
لماذا خلقنا الله ولماذا خلقنا الله وما الدليل؟
Why did Allah create us and what's the evidence?
الجواب خلقنا لعبادته وحده.
The answer is that He created us for His worship alone.
لقوله تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدوني.
Due to the statement تعالى and I've not created the jinn nor have I created mankind except for my worship alone.
هذا السؤال سهل.
This is an easy question.
والجواب عليه واضح.
And the answer to it is clear.
والدليل واضح ومحفوظ.
And the evidence is also clear and can be memorized. It's preserved.
إلا أن أكثر البشر لا يعرفون الجواب على هذا السؤال.
It's just that along with this most of the creation, they don't know the answer to this question.
أسأل كثير من الناس لا يدري لماذا خلقه الله.
You ask many of the people, why were they created? Why did Allah create you? They don't know.
تجد همهم الدنيا.
You find that the main thing that's important with them is the dunya, the life of this world.
كيف يأكل ويشرب ويستمتع ويعيش.
How can I eat and drink and take care of the affairs of my life?
ويوفر حياة أفضل.
And have an even better life, raise the level of my living.
ويسعى في إرضاء زوجته وأولاده.
And take care of the affairs of his wife and his children.
لكن يجهل لماذا خلقه الله عز وجل.
But he's ignorant of why Allah عز وجل created him.
نعم لابد من الأكل والشرب.
He says yes we do have to eat and drink.
ولابد من الزواج.
And yes we do have to get married.
فهذه حاجات أساسية للإنسان.
And these are foundational needs
إذا لم يأكل ولم يشرب يهلك.
If a person doesn't eat and drink, he's going to perish.
وإذا ما تزوج الناس انقضى النوع البشري.
And if he doesn't marry, he like cuts himself off from what's natural of a human to do.
فالله لم يحرم علينا الأكل والشرب والزواج. الله لم يحرم علينا الأكل والشرب والزواج.
Allah didn't prohibit for us to eat and drink and to marry.
ولكن نظم هذه الأشياء.
But He has organized these things for us.
والغاية التي من أجلها خلقنا الله عز وجل.
And at the peak of all this is why Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us.
أن نكون عبادا له.
That we our servants, that we worship him.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِي.
And I've not created the jinn and mankind except for my worship alone.
يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما الصحابي.
Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, the companion, he is stated.
يقول إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِي إِلَّا لِيُوَحِّدُونِي.
He says, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِي except for my worship, meaning إِلَّا لِيُوَحِّدُونِي except for my worship alone, or the single out worship for me alone.
أي لعبادة الله وحده.
Meaning the worship of Allah alone by himself.
فإذا قالك قائل لماذا خلقنا الله؟
So if a person were to say why did Allah create us?
فماذا ستقول؟
What will you say?
لماذا خلقنا الله؟
Why did Allah create us?
لعبادته.
For his worship.
فإذا قالك وما الدليل على ذلك؟
If a person were to ask you, what's the evidence for that?
وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
I've not created the jinn and the men except for my worship alone.
للأسف كثير من الناس لا يعرف لماذا خلقه الله.
And we're very sorry to say most of people do not know why Allah has created us.
وكثير من المسلمين يعرف لماذا خلقه الله.
And many of the Muslims know why Allah has created us.
لكن لا يعرف الدليل من القرآن.
But they don't know the evidence from the Quran.
وكثير منهم يعرف الدليل من القرآن.
And many of them know the evidence from the Quran.
لكن لا يعرف يقرأه ويستدل به.
But they don't know how to read it and utilize it as an evidence.
والآية وما خلقت الجن والإنس.
In this ayah that I've not created the jinn and mankind.
كثير من الناس يقول ما خلقت الإنس والجن.
Many of the people they change the words and they put mankind in front of the jinn.
لا يكلف نفسه أن يحفظ هذه الآية.
He doesn't even bother to memorize this ayah, this verse.
أما أنتم فقد حضرتم لتستفيدوا.
As for you all come to benefit.
فاحفظوا هذا جيدا.
So memorize it well.
وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
I've not created the jinn and mankind except for my worship alone.
السؤال السادس ما أعظم واجب علينا.
And the sixth question here is, what is the greatest obligation upon us?
هذا السؤال مهم وعظيم.
This question here, it is very important and it is something that is great.
والجواب عليه التوحيد. أعظم واجب أوجبه الله علينا التوحيد.
And the answer to this is توحيد. The greatest obligation upon us is tawheed.
وما هو التوحيد؟
And what is tawheed?
قلت لك التوحيد هو إفراد الله تعالى بما يستحق.
I said to you that tawheed is to worship Allah with that which He deserves to be worshipped.
إذن أعظم واجب أوجبه الله علينا التوحيد وهو إفراد الله بما يستحق.
So the greatest obligation upon us is tawheed, and it is to worship Allah in the manner that He deserves and is befitting of.
وما الذي يستحقه الله عز وجل؟
And what is it that Allah is deserving of?
جاء في الحديث السؤال السابع.
It is coming a hadith in the seventh question.
فقلت لك أذكر أنواع التوحيد.
And it says, recall the different types of the different categories of tawheed.
التوحيد هو إفراد الله تعالى بما يستحق.
Tawheed, it is to single out Allah alone and that thing that He has rights over, that He's deserving of.
وهو أنواع ثلاثة.
And there are three categories.
يستحقها الله عز وجل.
That Allah deserves, has rights over.
فالجواب التوحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات.
So the answer to this is توحيد الربوبية, توحيد of Allah's lordship, توحيد الألوهية, توحيد of Allah's worship, and توحيد الأسماء والصفات, توحيد of Allah's names and attributes.
طيب توحيد الربوبية أخذ من اسم الله الرب.
And توحيد الربوبية is taken from, extracted from Allah's name, الرب.
الله عز وجل من أسمائه الرب.
So from the names of Allah عز وجل is الرب.
قال جل وعلا رب غفور.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that He is the Rabb, the Lord, the All-Forgiving.
وصف الله نفسه بالربوبية.
And Allah has described Himself with ربوبية.
وقال الحمد لله رب العالمين.
And He stated الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah, Lord of all in existence.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث.
And the Messenger and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in the Hadith.
أما الركوع فعظموا فيه الرب.
As for ركوع, then you magnify your Lord therein.
وأما السجود فاجتهدوا في الدعاء.
And as for sujood, as for prostration, then you strive to supplicate in it.
ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And he, عليه الصلاة والسلام, stated.
الصدقة تطفئ غضب الرب.
And a sadaqah, charity, it distinguishes the. It distinguishes the wrath of Allah.
فهذا دليل على أن الله اسمه الرب.
نعم.
هذا دليل على أن الله اسمه الرب.
This is an evidence that the name of Allah is الرب.
وحديث عائشة المشهور.
And the famous hadith of Aisha.
قال فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In it, the message of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
السواك مطهرة للفم.
The siwak, the place of it is.
مطهرة للفم, طهارة للفم.
It is used to clean the mouth.
مرضات للرب. يرضي الله عز وجل.
And is pleasing to Allah.
إذن هذا حديث السواك مطهرة للفم, مرضات للرب, دليل على أن الله اسمه الرب.
So this hadith that states that the siwak is utilized to clean the mouth and that is pleasing to the Rabb, the Lord, is an evidence that from the names of Allah is Ar-Rabb.
إذن بما أن الله عز هو الرب.
Therefore, from the name of Allah is Ar-Rab.
واسمه الرب.
His name is Ar-Rab.
فالتوحيد أن نفرد الله بالربوبية.
So, توحيد is the single out Allah in His ربوبية, His lordship.
أي أن نعتقد بأن الله عز وجل وحده يفعل.
To believe that Allah alone by Himself, that He does, has actions.
لا أحد يشاركه بأفعاله.
And there is no one that participates with Him in these actions.
فهو الخالق لكل شيء وحده.
So He's the creator of all things by Himself.
وهو المالك لكل شيء وحده.
He is the owner and king, and the king of all things by Himself.
وهو المدبر المتصرف بكل شيء وحده.
And He disposes of all the affairs of the universe alone by Himself.
إذن الربوبية هو إفراد الله بأفعاله.
So rububiyyah, lordship is a single out Allah alone in His actions.
حتى توحد الله توحيد ربوبية أن تعتقد بأن الله منفرد بأفعاله.
And so that a person can actualize this rububiyyah, a person must believe in single out Allah alone in His actions.
وحده الخالق وحده المالك وحده المدبر.
He by Himself is the creator. He by Himself is the owner and the king. He by Himself is the disposer of all the affairs in the universe.
فلا بد أن تعتقد بقلبك بأن الله فعال لما يريد وحده لا شريك له بأفعاله.
And a person must believe in his heart that Allah does whatever He wills alone by Himself.
الخلق قال الله عز وجل الله خالق كل شيء.
Concerning the creation, Allah has stated that He is the one who's created all things.
الملك قال الله عز وجل اللهم مالك الملك.
And concerning the dominion, Allah has mentioned that He is مالك الملك, that He is the owner, the king over all the dominion, all sovereignty.
التدبير قال الله عز وجل له الخلق والأمر, هو الخالق والآمر المدبر لكل شيء.
As for تدبير, as for disposing the affairs of the universe, Allah has mentioned that له الخلق والأمر, that to Him belongs the creation and the commandment.
إذا أعيد وأكرر الفائدة.
So now that we can repeat this benefit to you all.
الربوبية اسم لله عز وجل الرب.
ربوبية, in it is the name of Allah, الرب.
وحتى تعتقد بأن الله هو الرب.
And so that you all can believe that Allah is الرب.
المنفرد بأفعاله.
Alone singling Him out in His actions.
تعتقد بأن الله خالق وحده لكل شيء.
You believe that Allah is the one that created alone by Himself.
مالك وحده لكل شيء.
He is the king by Himself.
مدبر ومتصرف بجميع مخلوقاته وحده لا شريك.
He disposes all the affairs of the creation and the universe entirely by Himself.
لا يكفي هذا الاعتقاد أن تكون به موحدا.
In order to be a muwahhid, a person of tawheed, believing this by itself isn't enough.
فقط الربوبية وحدها ما تكون موحدا بالربوبية وحدها.
And just believing in this by itself, it doesn't make a person of tawheed, believing in الربوبية.
لابد أن توحد الله بالربوبية.
You have to sing out Allah alone in His rububiyyah, His lordship.
وتوحد الله بالألوهية.
And you also have to sing out Allah alone in His ألوهية, His worship.
الألوهية من اسم الله عز وجل الإله.
And ألوهية is extracted from the name of Allah عز وجل الإله, the deity, the God.
الله عز وجل اسمه الإله المعبود.
And the name of Allah عز وجل is الإله المعبود, the deity, the one who is worshipped.
الله عز وجل اسمه الله.
Allah عز وجل, His name is Allah.
والله أصلها كانت الإله.
And the origin of the name Allah comes from الإله.
قبل أن تكون الله كانت الإله.
Before it was Allah, it was الإله.
ولكن حذفت الهمزة تسهيلا. بدأ أن يقال الإله قيل الله.
But the hamza was changed here. Instead of saying إله, it was changed to saying Allah.
أليس الله أسهل من الإله؟
Is the word Allah easier than إله؟
المعنى واحد. الله معناه الإله.
The meaning is the same. The meaning of Allah is إله.
بل الله هي الإله.
And Allah it is the إله.
حذفت الهمزة فصارت الله.
Oh, He is the إله.
فيقول مؤذن أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
So the مؤذن when he calls the adhan, he says, I bear witness that none has right to worship in truth except Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
لا يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الإله.
He doesn't say, I bear witness that only the إله has this right of worship.
أيهما أسهل أن يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
So which one is easier to say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
أو يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الإله.
Or to say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الإله.
لا شك أن الله أسهل.
It's no doubt that saying Allah is easier.
ما الفرق بين الله والإله؟
What's the difference between Allah and الإله?
ما الفرق between الله والإله؟ ما الفرق بينهما؟
So what's the difference between the two? Allah and Al-Ilah. What's the difference between the two?
طيب.
difference between Allah and Al-Ilah?
What's the difference between Allah and Al-Ilah?
لا فرق.
There is no difference.
هي الإله حذفت الهمزة للتسهيل صارت الله.
The origin of it is comes from the same word. Allah comes from the word Al-Ilah. Same origin.
انتبه معنا. Don't sleep. إذن معنى الإله مع الإله هي الله. الله هي الإله.
So therefore the meaning of Al-Ilah, it is Allah.
وما معنى الإله؟ ما معنى الله؟
So what is the meaning of Al-Ilah? What is the meaning of Allah?
معنى المعبود بحق.
It means the one who is worshipped in truth.
Allah Al-Ilah Al-Ma'bud.
Allah is Al-Ilah, the deity that is worshipped.
فمعنى التوحيد الألوهية أي تعتقد بأن الله هو الإله الواحد المنفرد المستحق للعبادة.
So the meaning of Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya is the belief that Allah alone, He is the Ilah, He is the deity that has all right of worship, all right over worship.
فكيف تكون موحد توحيد الألوهية؟
So how can the person, how can the...
كيف تكون موحد لله توحيد ألوهية؟
So how can a person be a person of Tawheed with Uluhiyya?
بأن تعتقد وتعبد الله وحده.
To believe and worship Allah.
أن الله هو الإله وحده.
Now you believe that Allah is the deity alone by Himself.
وأن تعبده سبحانه وحده.
And you worship Him Allah سبحانه alone by Himself.
وأن تكفر بكل ما يعبد من دون الله.
And you believe and you disbelieve in everything that is worshipped alongside Allah.
وهذا توحيد الألوهية به أرسل الله رسله.
And this توحيد الألوهية, this is what the reason why Allah sent His prophets and messengers.
ومن أجله أنزل الله كتبه.
And this is the reason why Allah caused books to descend from the heavens.
لأن المشركون الذين أرسل إليهم الرسل.
Because the mushrikun, those who committed shirk with the creation that the messengers were sent to them,
كانوا يقرون بأن الله هو الرب المنفرد بأفعاله.
They would affirm that Allah is الرب. That they would affirm that He is the Lord, and they would sing out Him alone in His actions.
ولكن كانوا يشركون بالألوهية يقولون في آلهة أخرى تستحق العبادة مع الله.
But they would commit shirk, worship the creation concerning ألوهية. They would say these other things, these other gods that they worship.
ومن هنا يتبين لنا خطأ.
And from here the error becomes manifest, clear.
بعض من يتكلم ويشرح للناس ويؤلف كتب ويحاضر فيهم.
So some of the people who they speak to the people and they author books and they carry out lectures and the likes.
يركز ويحاضر ويؤلف في توحيد الربوبية.
They focus on and they give lectures on and they write concerning rububiyya, Allah's lordship.
والربوبية مهم ولا شك.
And rububiyya, His lordship is important and there's no doubt that it is important.
ولكنه لا يكفي.
But it's not sufficient. It's not enough.
قد ذكرت لكم في بداية الدرس.
I have mentioned to you in the beginning of this lesson.
أن حتى إبليس الكافر الأكبر.
Even Iblis, the biggest kafir, the biggest disbeliever.
يعتقد بأن الله هو الخالق.
He believes that Allah is the creator.
أن الله هو الرب.
That Allah is the Rabb, the Lord.
كما ذكرنا عنه أن الله يقول عن إبليس.
This as has been stated concerning him that Allah mentions about Iblis.
أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته أي آدم من طين.
You created me. From fire, you created Adam from clay.
فإبليس يقر بأن الله هو الخالق وأن الله هو الرب.
So Allah, so Iblis, he even affirms that Allah is the creator and that He is the Rabb.
فلا يكفي إذا جئنا نتكلم ونحاضر في الناس فقط نثبت بأن الله هو الرب, الله هو الخالق, الله هو الخالق.
So it's not sufficient for when we come and we lecture that we say that Allah, that He is the Lord and He is the creator and we focus on rububiyya.
خلق السماوات, خلق الأرض.
We say that He created the heavens and He created the earth.
خلق البحر والمحيطات والحيوانات والإنسان.
That He created the ocean and the seas and mankind and animals.
خلق الشمس, خلق القمر, خلق النجوم.
That He created the sun, the moon and the stars.
ثم لا يتعدون على الكلام بأن الله هو الخالق, هو الخالق.
And then the speech here that Allah is the creator.
ما الواجب عليهم؟
What's obligatory upon them?
أن يقول الله هو الخالق.
That you say that Allah, He's the creator.
هو المعبود وحده الذي يستحق العبادة.
And He is the one that is worshipped alone by Himself, and He is the one that has the right of this worship.
فلا بد مع الربوبية الألوهية.
So it is imperative that we have along with ربوبية, ألوهية, along with lordship, His worship.
أرسل الله رسله بماذا؟
Allah sent His messengers with what?
لا إله إلا الله.
With لا إله إلا الله.
لم يرسل الرسل بلا خالق إلا الله.
He didn't send the messengers saying that there's no creator except Allah.
لأن لا خالق الله هذا أمر معلوم ومفروغ منه منتهي.
Because knowing that Allah is the creator, this is something that is well known and this is over. Everybody knows this.
لكن الخلاف الذي وقع بين الرسل وأقوامهم.
But the difference of opinion, the differing and the bickering that occurred between the messengers and the people they were sent to.
هل الله المعبود وحده؟
That Allah, He's one that should be worshipped alone by Himself.
أم الآلهة الأصنام الأخرى معبودة مع الله.
Or these idols that
that we worship, do we gather them all together, worship them with Allah.
هنا الخلاف في الألوهية وليس في الربوبية.
Here we see that the difference here in the bickering here was in uluhiyya, not in rububiyya, in his worship, not in his lordship.
ونحن لا نقلل من شأن الربوبية ولا الألوهية، فنقول الله منفرد بأفعاله ويجب أن يعبد وحده لا شريك له.
So we're not belittling rububiyya or uluhiyya. We're just saying that a person has to worship Allah alone by himself.
النوع الثالث من أنواع التوحيد.
The third category of tawheed,
tawheed al-asma' wa-sifat,
is the tawheed of al-asma' wa-sifat, tawheed of Allah's names and attributes.
Allah lahu al-asma' al-husna,
Allah has beautiful names.
Asma'u kathira la yuhsiha illa Allah,
he has many names that no one knows the exact number except Allah.
Wa lahu sifat 'ula 'aliya,
and he has lofty attributes.
Yajib 'ala an na'taqid,
it is obligatory upon us to believe,
بأن الله له الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى,
that Allah has beautiful names and lofty attributes.
لا يجوز لنا أن ننكر اسما أو صفة سمى الله بها نفسه أو وصفه بها نفسه.
It's not permissible for us to deny a name that Allah has named himself or that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has named him.
ولا يجوز أن ننكر اسما أو صفة سمى بها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه أو وصفه بها.
And neither is it permissible for us to deny a name or an attribute that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described his Lord with.
بل نؤمن بكل الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى.
Rather, we believe in all of Allah's beautiful names and lofty attributes.
الذي سمى الله عز وجل بها نفسه ووصف بها نفسه.
Those names that Allah has named himself and described himself with.
والتي سماها بها رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصفه بها رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And those names that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has informed us of and how he has described Allah.
فلا بد الإيمان والتصديق بذلك كله.
So you must have iman, you must have faith and conviction, affirmation in Allah's names and attributes.
ولا يجوز تعطيل هذه الأسماء والصفات يعني إنكارها وجحدها لا يجوز.
And it's not permissible to negate Allah's names and attributes.
ونعتقد بأن أسماء الله وصفاته لا تماثل صفات المخلوقين. الله ليس كمثله شيء.
And to believe that there is nothing that is like Allah, to make tamthil, to liken Allah to the creation or liken the creation to Allah.
ونعتقد بأننا لا نحيط بالله علما لا نعرف كيف الله.
And we also must believe that we can't encompass the knowledge of Allah.
هل منكم أحد يعرف كيف الله؟
Is there anyone from amongst us that knows how Allah is?
لا أحد يعرف كيف الله.
No one knows how Allah is.
ولا حتى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Even the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لماذا؟
Why؟
لماذا لا نعرف كيف الله عز وجل؟
Why do we not know how Allah is؟
ولا كيف صفاته؟
And how his attributes are؟
أنا أقول لكم لماذا لا نعرف.
I will explain to you why we don't know.
حتى نعرف كيفية أي شيء من الأشياء.
So we can understand the composition of anything from amongst all things.
لابد لنا من طريق واحد من ثلاث طرق.
We must take one of three methods, three ways.
الطريق الأول أن نرى الشيء فنستطيع أن نصفه.
The first way you can know something and know how it's composed is that you see it.
الطريق الثاني أن يخبرنا أحد كيف هذا الشيء.
And the second way that you can understand how something is composed, what is made above, is that someone informs you.
الطريق الثالث أن نرى شيء مثله فنقول مثل الشيء الفلاني.
And the third way is that you see something, you know something similar to it, so you can relate to what you know that's similar to it.
من منكم يملك سيارة؟
Which one of you here rides and drives a car?
الأخ عنده سيارة.
This brother here he has a car.
أنا لا أعرف كيف سيارته.
Says I don't know how your car is, what it looks like, what it's composed of.
إما أذهب وأراها.
Either I have to go and I have to see your car.
فحينئذ أستطيع أقول ما هي سيارته، كيف هي، كيف لونها، كيف موديلها.
So then I can say, you know, how your car is, what color it is, what it looks like, how it's fashioned.
أو يخبرني واحد يعرف سيارته يقول فلان سيارته كذا وكذا.
Or then, or another person has to inform me about your car and say his car is like this and it's like that.
إما أن أراها.
Either I see it.
أو يخبرني واحد كيف هي.
Or someone informs me of how your car is.
في طريق ثالث أعرف فيه.
And there's a third way to know how things are composed, what they're made of.
أن يقال سيارته مثل سيارة فلان.
A person will say that his car is like this other car over here.
سيارة مشابهة لها.
This car over here is similar to his car.
فحينئذ نعم أعرفها.
Then you say yes, I know what you're talking about. I understand.
لكن لو لم أرى سيارته.
But if you don't see, if you never saw his car.
ولم يخبرني أحد كيف سيارته.
And no one informed of how his car is.
ولم أرى شبيها لسيارته.
And he doesn't know of anything that resembles his car.
هل أستطيع أن أعرف كيف سيارته؟
Can you know how your car is, what it's composed of, how it's fashioned?
ما أستطيع.
We're not able.
بهذا المثال نصل إلى الجواب.
And with this mode of thinking, we come to our answer.
لماذا لا نعرف كيف الله عز وجل كيف صفاته؟
How come we don't know how Allah عز وجل is and how his attributes are?
الجواب هو لأننا لم.
The answer to this is that we haven't seen him.
لم نرى الله عز وجل حتى نقول كيف هو.
We haven't seen Allah so that we can say how he is.
ولم يخبرنا أحد كيف الله عز وجل.
And no one has informed us of how Allah is.
ليس في آيات من كتاب الله تصف كيف الله. ولا في أحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كيف الله.
And there's nothing in the book of Allah or the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that informs us exactly how Allah is.
فالله عز وجل لم نره.
So Allah عز وجل we haven't seen him.
ولم يخبرنا الله في كتابه ولا سنة رسوله في سنته ولا الرسول في سنته كيف الله.
And Allah عز وجل has not informed us in his book and nor has he been informed by his Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Sunnah of how he is.
بقي الطريق الثالث.
We still have this third method here, this third way.
الذي لو كان ممكنا لعرفنا كيف الله.
That if we were able to achieve this, we would know how Allah is.
وهو أن نرى مثيلا لله.
That is that we see something that resembles Allah.
ونقول ها الله عز وجل مثل فلان إذا نعرف كيف الله.
So that we see that this thing here is like Allah, so now I know how Allah is.
لكن الله.
But Allah.
ليس كمثله شيء.
ليس كمثله شيء. There's nothing like him. Nothing resembles him.
ما له مثيل.
He doesn't have anything that resembles him.
إذا هل نستطيع أن نعرف كيف الله.
So can we know how Allah is?
ولا كيف صفاته.
And how his attributes are?
كيف يتكلم.
How he speaks?
كيف يسمع كيف يبصر.
How he hears how he sees.
ما نستطيع أن نعرف كيف شيء أو كيف يصف الله عز وجل.
So we don't know. We're not able to know how concerning the attributes of Allah عز وجل.
لماذا.
Why.
قد أجبتكم قبل قليل. لماذا نعرف كيف الله.
So I gave you the answer just briefly before.
لأن هذا ثالث شيء ما فيه شيء. أول شيء لأن لم لم نراه. ولم نخبر كيف هو.
No one is informed us how he is.
وليس له نظير حتى نقيسه عليه.
And he has none that's comparable to him so that we can say he is like this.
لذلك يجب علينا وجوبا.
So due to this it is binding, it is coming upon us, obligatory upon us.
أن نيأس من إمكانية إدراك الله عز وجل.
To lose all hope in knowing how Allah is.
لا تحاول ولا تفكر.
We don't try a proof of effort trying to figure this out.
لن تستطيع.
We're not able. We don't have the ability.
والله يقول عن نفسه.
And Allah mentions concerning himself.
ولا يحيطون به علما.
That no one can encompass his knowledge.
لا يمكن أن نراه.
It's not possible for us to see him.
ولا عندنا خبر علم كيف هو.
And no one is informed us of how he is.
وليس له مثيل حتى نقيسه عليه.
And he doesn't have someone that's comparable to him, some that resembles him, so that we can say he resembles this.
وجب علينا الإيمان.
So it's obligatory upon us to have إيمان, faith.
بأن الله موجود.
That we believe Allah exists.
فعال لما يريد.
He does whatever he wills.
له الأسماء الحسنى.
He has beautiful names.
له الصفات العلى.
Lofty attributes.
لا نحيط به علما.
And no one can encompass his knowledge.
لا نعرف كيف صفاته.
We don't know exactly how. We don't know how his attributes are.
ولا نعرف كيف ذاته.
We don't know how his essence is.
وهذا الواجب على كل مسلم.
And this is obligatory upon every Muslim.
بعض البدع المنحرفون.
Some of the people of innovation, أهل البدع, those who have deviated and gone astray.
لما يأسوا عن معرفة الله عز وجل.
When they give up hope of knowing how Allah Azza wa Jalla is,
ولا يمكن أن يعرفوا كيف الله عز وجل,
and they're not able to know how Allah Azza wa Jalla is.
فبعضهم توهم بأن الله مثل المخلوقين.
Then it comes to them that Allah is like like His creation.
وهذا باطل والله يقول ليس كمثله شيء.
And this is false because Allah said ليس كمثله شيء, and there's nothing like Him.
وبعضهم ما عقل كيف أن الله وصف نفسه بالسميع والبصير.
And others they're not able to comprehend. Then how is Allah the all-hearer and the all-seer?
فظن بالله ظن السوء ظن أنه إذا قال صلى الله سميع بصير سيكون مثل المخلوق.
So if they say that Allah is al-basir, they say he has to see the way the creation sees.
والصحيح أن الله عز وجل أسماء وصفات.
And what is correct that Allah he has these attributes.
نؤمن بها كلها.
We believe in all of them.
ولا نحرف منها شيء ولا ننكر منها شيء.
And we don't alter or disbelieve or negate any of it.
ولا نعتقد بأنها تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
And we don't believe that they are comparable or resemble any of the attributes of the creation.
ونعتقد أننا لا نحيط به علما فلا نعرف كيفيتها.
And we believe that there is none that can encompass his knowledge, so we don't know how he is.
وهذا بحمد الله ليس فيه إشكال.
And this here, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, there are no problems concerning this.
واضح جدا.
This is something that is very clear.
إذا الله عز السميع بصير.
Allah is the السميع البصير, the all-hearer, the all-seer.
والمخلوق سميع بصير.
And the creation that they see and they hear.
فليس بلازم أن يكون الله مثل المخلوق.
It's not imperative that Allah is like the creation.
الله عز وجل له صفات تليق به.
Allah has attributes that are befitting to him.
والمخلوق له صفات تليق به.
And the creation have attributes that are befitting to them.
فمثلا السمع والبصر.
So like for example hearing and seeing.
الله عز بكل شيء بصير.
Allah sees all things.
وبكل شيء سميع.
And he hears all things.
وبكل شيء عليم.
And he has knowledge of all things.
فإذا كان المخلوق سميع وبصير وعليم.
And if something from the creation it hears, sees, and it has knowledge,
لا يعني أنه سيماثل الله عز وجل.
That doesn't mean that he's comparable to Allah عز وجل.
فسمع الله وبصر وعلمه يليق به عظيم بكل شيء محيط.
So Allah's hearing, sight, and knowledge is befitting to him.
والمخلوق سمع وبصره ضعيف يليق به.
And the hearing and the seeing of the creation is ضعيف, is weak, and it's befitting to him.
المخلوقات
the creation
تتماثل في السمع والبصر.
They may be comparable to one another in their hearing and sight.
فهذا مخلوق سميع بصير.
So this creation over here is sees and it hears.
وهذا مخلوق سميع بصير.
And this one over here is a creation and he sees and he hears.
لكن هل هم يتماثلون؟
But are they exactly the same?
أم بينهم تفاوت واختلاف؟
Are they exactly the same or are there differences between the two of them?
يختلفون أو لا يختلفون؟
Are they different or are they not different?
يختلفون.
These two they're different.
بل أن الإنسان نفسه.
Even a person himself.
لما كان طفلا.
When he was a baby,
تغير شكله لما صار شابا.
His mold, he changed when he became a young man.
تغير شكله لما كبر في السن.
And then he changed again when he became older in his years.
هو الإنسان نفسه يتغير من مرحلة إلى أخرى.
And he's the same person, and even him, he changes from stage to stage.
فكيف يقال إذا لله صفات والمخلوق صفات إذن هم يتماثلون؟ المخلوق ما لا يماثل نفسه بين فترة وفترة.
So how is it said is because this one over here has names and attributes, this one over here has names and attributes, that they're all the same. When it can change even in the same person.
هل
لله stages.
هل لله عين؟
Does Allah have an eye?
الجواب نعم الله له عين.
The answer to this is yes, Allah has an eye.
كما قال عن نفسه.
As he stated concerning himself.
في القرآن تجري بأعيننا.
And as he stated in the Quran.
تجري بأعيننا ولتصنع على عيني سفينة. سفينة نوح تجري بأعيننا.
It will be created under our eye.
فالله عز وجل له عين كما وصف نفسه.
So Allah has an eye, he's informed about himself.
فلا تتعجب تقول الله له عين.
So don't become amazed in saying that, oh yes, Allah has an eye.
نعم له عين تليق به.
Yes, he has an eye, it's befitting him.
كما أن المخلوق له عين تليق به.
Just as the creation has an eye, that's befitting to the creation.
الحيوان له عين.
An animal does it, has an eye.
والإنسان له عين.
And a man, he has an eye.
والطائر له عين.
And a bird, it has an eye.
هل هي عيون متماثلة؟
Are all these eyes exactly the same?
يعني لو صورت لك صورة فيل عين فيل.
So if I gave you the eye of an elephant here, picture of it.
وصورة أخرى عين طائر.
And another picture that had the eye of a bird on it.
نظرت إلى الاثنتين.
And you look at the two pictures here.
هل تستطيع أن تفرق بين عين الفيل وعين الطائر؟
Can you distinguish between the eye of the elephant and the eye of the bird?
هذا مخلوق وهذا مخلوق.
And both this is created and that's created.
وبينهما تفاوت.
And they have differences between the two of them.
الفيل له يد.
An elephant it has a hand.
والبعوضة لها يد.
بعوضة like a fly. A fly has a hand.
هل يد البعوضة مثل يد الفيل؟
So is the hand of a fly the hand of an elephant?
هذا يد مخلوق وهذا يد مخلوق ومع ذلك بينهما تفاوت.
This hand he has created, and even with that they have things that are different between the two of them.
فكيف يقال إذا قلنا لله يد والمخلوق يد في تماثل؟
So how can one say that when Allah has a hand and creation has a head that they have to be the same?
إذا كان مخلوق ومخلوق بينهما تفاوت.
If the creation themselves, if they have differences between them,
فبين الخالق والمخلوق التفاوت أكبر.
Then between Allah and the creation, there's even a greater difference.
فيد الله عز يقبض بها الأرض ويطوي بها السماوات.
So with the hand of Allah, he can grasp the earth and all the heavens.
فهل هذا اليد كيد المخلوق؟
So is this hand like the hand of the creation?
هي يد عظيمة يقبض بها الأرض ويطوي بها السماوات.
This is a great expansive hand that can grasp the earth and all the heavens.
فصفات الله تليق به.
So the attributes of Allah are befitting His Majesty, befitting Him.
وصفات المخلوق تليق به.
And the attributes of the creation are befitting to the creation.
والفرق بين صفات الخالق وصفات المخلوق.
And the difference between the attributes of the creation, the attributes of the creator.
كالفرق بين ذات الخالق وذات المخلوق.
It's like the same difference between the essence of the creator and the essence of that which is created.
فالخالق جل وعلا له ذات عظيمة عالية.
So the creator, he has a magnificent, lofty essence.
والمخلوق له ذات ضعيفة ثانية سيموت.
And the creation, his essence is weak and he's gonna wither away and die.
فإذا كان بين المخلوقات تفاوت.
So if the creation themselves, they have differences between them.
فالتفاوت بين المخالق والمخلوق أكبر وأوضح.
Then difference between the creation and the creator has to be much greater than this.
هذه يدي.
This is my hand. وهذه يد عقيل. And this is the yad of عقيل.
هل بينهما فرق؟
Is there a difference between the two of them?
يعني لو أدخلت هذه بهذه هذه بهذه هل تعرف أي من هذه؟
If we twist them all together and wrap them around, can you tell the difference between the two?
تعرف هذه من هذه؟
Are you going to know which one is who, which one belongs to who?
هو مخلوق وأنا مخلوق.
I'm created and he's created.
هو رجل وأنا رجل.
I'm a man and he's a man.
وبيننا فرق واضح.
And we have a clear distinction between us.
بل لو أردنا أن نعرف الفرق بين اليدين هل نعرف هذه من هذه؟
If you want to know the difference between Aqil's on two hands. We know this between this hand and that hand.
هل تختلف هذه عن هذه?
Can you distinguish this one from that one?
انظر إليها.
So look at your hands.
هذا بالعربي هي رقم 18 وعلى 81.
He said this one, this hand here. If you look at it, you see the number 18 written in it. And this one here, if you look at it, you see the number 81.
هذه يمين وهذه شمال.
This is your right hand. This is your left hand.
تختلف بالقوة. تختلف بالعطاء بالتصرف.
And they differ in the strength in which you're able to do with these two hands.
فهذه يدان في شخص واحد.
And even just in one man himself.
تختلف إحداهما على الأخرى.
One hand differs from the other.
هل يقال إذا الله له يد والمخلوق يد سيكون متماثلان؟
So does this mean just because Allah has a hand and creation has a hand that they have to be the same?
ما تماثلت اليدان في شخص واحد.
See, the two hands are the same person in themselves. His two hands differ.
فكيف تتماثل يد الله بيد المخلوق؟
So how can you compare the hand of the creator, hand of Allah to that which is created?
بل اليد هذه الواحدة.
So this hand by itself.
لما كان طفلا كانت بهذا الشكل.
When this person was a child, did it look exactly like this?
أنت من طفولتك وكيدك هكذا؟
لا. So when I was a child, was my hand, did it look like this?
الجواب لا.
The answer is no.
كانت صغيرة ثم تغيرت.
So I was a child, I was young, and then as I grew up, it changed.
إذا تقدم في السن.
So then when a person gets even older,
ستتغير أيضا يده.
Then his hand will change again.
اليد الواحدة تغيرت من فترة إلى فترة إلى فترة.
So one hand, it itself will change from stage to stage to stage.
كيف يأتي شخص ويقول أنا لا أقول له يد؟
So how can a person come now and then say no, Allah, he doesn't have a hand.
لماذا لا تقول له يد?
So how come you're not saying that he has a hand?
الله الذي قال عن نفسه بأنه له يد.
Allah is the one that stated about himself that he has a hand.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك.
Now تبارك الذي بيده الملك.
بل يداه مبسوطتان.
Blessed be he, the one whose hand is the dominion, and Allah he has two. His hands are expansive.
فكيف
extended forth.
فلماذا لا تصف الله بأن له يد وقد وصف نفسه؟
So how we don't describe Allah as having a hand and he described himself as having a hand.
الله يقول قل أنتم أعلم أم الله.
And Allah are you all more knowledgeable about him or is Allah?
الجواب الله أعلم بنفسه.
The answer to that is Allah is more knowledgeable about himself.
فهو القائل عن نفسه بأن له يد.
So he stated about himself that he has a hand.
فلماذا نقول عن الله ما قال عن نفسه؟
So why don't we say about Allah what he stated about himself?
فإن قال قائل.
So if a person were to say.
إذا قلت لله يد.
If you say that Allah has a hand.
مثلت بالمخلوق الذي له يد.
Then you've compared him to the creation that has a hand.
قلنا سبحان الله المخلوق لا تتماثل أيديهم.
Then we say سبحان الله even the creation themselves you can't compare between the creation.
يد الحيوان غير عن يد الإنسان.
The hand of an animal is different from the hand of a person.
يد الإنسان تختلف عن يد الإنسان الآخر.
The hand of a person differs from the hand of another person.
يد الإنسان نفسه يديه تختلف إحداهما عن الأخرى.
Even a person himself. He himself, you look at his two hands, they differ.
يد الإنسان الواحدة تختلف من فترة إلى أخرى.
In a person's one hand, it itself differs from stage to stage in his life.
فكيف نقول إذا قلنا لله يد؟
So how can we say that if you say that Allah has a hand,
فهي مثل يد المخلوق,
then it's like the hand of the creation.
كلا يد الله تليق به.
He says, no. Allah, his attributes are befitting to him, his majesty.
ويد المخلوق تليق به.
And the hand of the creation is befitting to the creation.
فإن الله عز وجل قال لإبليس.
So in Allah عز وجل, he stated to Iblis.
ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي.
Why is it that you will not prostrate to what I have created with my two hands?
قال الله بيدي ذكر بالتثنية.
Allah said my two hands, and he mentioned here the dual form in the Arabic language.
أهل البدع يقول ليس لله يد.
The people of innovation, أهل البدع, they say Allah doesn't have a hand.
والمقصود باليد التي وصل الله بنفسه.
And the meaning of a hand that Allah described himself with,
معناها القدرة.
It means القدرة, his ability.
ليس لله يد حقيقية.
Allah doesn't have an actual realistic hand.
بل اليد معناها القدرة.
But hand here it means قدرة, his ability.
إذا قلنا اليد معناها القدرة.
If we say that يد hand here that it means ability.
إذا النتيجة ليس لله يد.
And then the end result of that is that Allah doesn't have a hand.
لأن اليد معناها القدرة.
Because the meaning of hand is قدرة, ability.
إذا الله ليس له يد.
Therefore, Allah can't have a hand. Doesn't have a hand.
هذا معنى اليد معنى القدرة ينفي بأن الله يد.
So when a person says that Allah's hand, it means his قدرة, his ability, he's negating that Allah has a hand.
وتأملوا في الرد على هؤلاء.
And
تأملوا تدبروا الذي في الرد على هؤلاء.
نعم. And when you ponder and reflect, and how you're going to rebut these individuals.
من هؤلاء؟
Who are these individuals?
الذين حرفوا كلام الله.
They are the ones that distort the speech of Allah.
فقال يده معناها قدرته.
So they say his hand means his ability.
تأملوا كيف سنرد عليهم.
He says, upon and reflect upon this, so we can see how we're going to rebut, how we're going to refute them, respond to them.
لما أبى ورفض واستكبر إبليس أن يسجد لآدم.
When Iblis denied, he refused, and he was arrogant concerning prostrating to Adam.
ماذا قال الله عز لإبليس?
What did Allah عز وجل say to Iblis?
قال ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي.
Why is it that you will not prostrate to the one that I created with my two hands?
فلو كان اليد معناه قدرة.
So if the hand here means ability.
فكيف سيكون الكلام?
So then how will the speech be?
ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بقدرتي.
The meaning of it means what prevented you from prostrating to the one that I created with my two abilities.
يصلح هذا الأسلوب?
Does this make sense to you all?
ما يصلح هذا الأسلوب?
This doesn't make sense. This is not correct.
بل لما قال ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي أراد يدين حقيقتين.
So when Allah عز وجل, when he stated that, why have you not prostrated to the one that I've created with my two hands? He means his actual two hands.
لأنه لو أراد باليد القدرة.
Because if he meant by his hand his ability.
لقال له ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي. لا يقول له بيدي.
He would have said, what has prevented you from prostrating to the one that I created with my one hand? And he would not have stated two hands.
لأن لا يصلح أن يقول ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بقدرتي. لقال له بقدرتي.
Because it doesn't make sense to say. To prostrate to the one that I created with my two hands, it will make sense to say one hand.
لكن الله عز وجل بيدي ولم يقل بيدي.
But Allah عز وجل, He stated two hands, He didn't say one hand.
ولو فرضنا.
And if we were to assume
أن اليد معناها القدرة.
That hand here means ability.
والله يقول لإبليس ما منك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي يعني بقدرتي.
And that Allah stated, "What prevented you from prostrating to the one who I created with my one hand?"
لقال إبليس يا رب وأنا خلقتني بقدرتك.
And he would have said that. He would explain to Allah, "You created me by your ability as well."
فالله عز وجل خلق كل شيء بقدرته.
And Allah created everything by His ability.
آدم وإبليس والبشر كل شيء خلق الله بقدرته.
Adam, Iblis, and all mankind created everything.
فالله شرف آدم عليه السلام بأنه خلقه بيديه.
So Allah عز وجل, He honored Adam by creating him with His two hands.
هذه ميزة لآدم أنه خلق الله بيديه.
This is a distinguishing characteristic that Adam has, that he created him with his two hands.
فلو فسرنا اليدين بالقدرة.
So if we explain the two hands here to mean ability,
ما صار لآدم ميزة عليه السلام.
Then Adam, he would not have any distinction above the other parts of creation.
ولاعترض إبليس وقال يا رب حتى أنا خلقتني بقدرتك.
And it would have left the door open for Iblis to say, you know, even me, you created me by your ability.
لكن إبليس ما قال هذا.
But Iblis never said this.
لأن يعرف بأن لله يد.
Because he even knew that Allah had a hand.
بخلاف هؤلاء الذين يحرفون يد الله.
According to these individuals who they distort the attributes of Allah.
لكن بحث عن جواب آخر.
But they go and they search for another response to this.
قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
They say that Iblis said I'm better than him. He created me from fire and created him from clay.
وكذب عدو الله.
And وكذب عدو الله. And he's a liar. He's a liar, the enemy of Allah.
فإن الطين خير من النار.
And in teen, clay is better than fire.
الطين مادة مجمعة تجمع تبنى بها.
نعم. With clay, a person can gather and they can build buildings with it.
والنار مادة مفرقة تحرق وتفرق الأشياء.
And fire, by its very nature, it spreads and it divides.
فقوله أنا خير من خلقتني من النار وخلقته من طين كذب في ذلك.
So his statement that I'm better than him because you created me from fire and him from clay, even that is not correct.
فتأملوا كيف تحريف هؤلاء.
So ponder and reflect upon how these people, how they distort Allah's attributes here.
الذين فسروا اليد بالقدرة.
When they explain that Allah's hand means His ability.
قد أخطأوا خطأ عظيما.
And they fall into a grave error.
إذ لو أراد الله باليد القدرة لقال بيدي لم يقل بيدي.
Now when they say that Allah means when they say that His hand means His ability, and Allah didn't say with my one hand.
ولو كان اليد معنى القدرة لقال إبليس يا رب وأنا خلقتني بقدرتك.
And If this was correct, it would open the door for Iblis to say that you even created me by your ability, if the hand meaned ability. In this topic of Allah's name and attributes, it is a very lengthy topic, very lengthy discussion. And there are many differences that are in it. And the people of knowledge, they refute all the people that have erred in this regard. But that which is important to us, to know Tawheed with the three categories. As for the meaning of Tawheed, it is a single Allah the Exalted and that which He deserves. As for the categories of Tawheed, then they are three.
Tawheed
al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed of Allah's Lordship. And it is to believe that you have to sing out Allah alone in His actions. He by Himself, He creates. He by Himself, He has sovereignty.
وحده يدبر ويتصرف.
And He alone by Himself, He disposes all the affairs of the universe.
التوحيد الثاني توحيد الألوهية.
The second category of توحيد is توحيد الألوهية, توحيد of Allah's worship.
تعتقد بأن الله هو الإله الحق.
You believe that Allah, that He is the Ilah, the deity in truth.
المستحق للعبادة.
That has total rights over all worship.
وكل ما سواه معبود بالباطل.
And everything Allah, everything besides Him is worshipped incorrectly and falsely.
التوحيد الثالث توحيد الأسماء والصفات.
The third category of توحيد is الأسماء والصفات. The توحيد of His names and attributes.
تعتقد بأن لله الأسماء الحسنى.
You believe that Allah has beautiful names.
والصفات العلى.
And lofty attributes.
تعتقد بها ولا تنكرها ولا تعطلها.
You believe in them and you don't deny them and you don't seek to alter and change them.
وتعتقد بأنها لا تماثل صفات المخلوقين.
And you believe that His names and attributes, that they do not resemble the names and attributes of the creation.
وتعتقد أننا لا نحيط بها علما لا نستطيع أن نكيفها نقول كيف الله لأن الله لا نحيط به علما.
And we believe that we can't encompass the law of knowledge because the law of knowledge encompasses everything.
ولا يجوز لك أن تحرفها كما قال اليد معناها القدرة.
And it's not permissible either for us to distort the meanings of laws and His attributes, as in the case here where the people took Allah's hand and said that it means His قدرة, His ability.
تريد أن ترتاحوا قليلا؟
Do you all want to take a short rest?
الله أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم.